You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, howdy everyone. Welcome to another installment of the show. The critics called adequate and hopeful.
Still on.
Do tell.
It is the show on Q-Talk America. I'm your host, Clayton McKee. I do thank you all for being here. If you are joining us in the chat room, please let us know where you're listening from, because we are finding out that people all over the globe are listening to us, from Saudi Arabia, Britain, Australia, Mexico, and beyond. So we'd like to know where you are. If you're in Phoenix, just omit your home address. We don't need to know that. We are coming to you live from Studio B in the Q-Talk America Plaza. And as we jump into fun, as we do about this time every Tuesday, we do come to you live each and every Tuesday night. Let's welcome back a mom who's just learned that a 17-month-old can climb in and out of anything.
Oh.
Katie June.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back.
Learned that the hard way, did you?
I did.
Also, a woman who, along with her girlfriend Ernie, enjoys people watching at Costco.
That's, oh my god, it's so much fun.
It's Marty Ryer.
So much fun. We should have been hired.
Oh, you should have been.
I'm going to talk to Kevin Dasson.
Oh, and rounding out our cast is a man who doesn't want to own anything she ever recorded, but admires Taylor Swift for knowing every word to everybody else's songs at the Grammys. It's Al Perkins.
She's a wonderful audience member.
She sure is. A participant.
Since she was in front row, she was good for the camera and everything. She just seemed so fucking happy.
She's off my I can't stand that bitch list, and she's just on the please don't perform list.
That's a step in the right direction.
It is. I feel very kind.
It is a step in the right direction. By the way, it is, and this is no slam against any staff member here at the Q-Talk America Plaza, but it is Fat Tuesday, and we are celebrating.
It's every other day.
Oh, like, is there a Fat Friday and a Fat Sunday?
In my world, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, then we'd have to learn French.
No, I could never do that. Never.
Because we have a gras with every other... The only day of the week I know is Marty, so right.
There you go. That's true. I'll look into it.
So, coming in with us, because he's awake and he's functioning today fully, it's Jason Carlton is going to come in and make for us, in the blender, we're going to make hurricanes, which is exciting. Wow. He's bringing juice. What is it, this hand sign?
We're signing.
I think we're dancing early.
Ooh,
super early dancing.
I'm not sure what that was, Al.
It's for Mardi Gras. It's a Mardi Gras dance break.
It is. You can move that closer to you, Katie, just...
I feel like I need it up.
You need, you can move it up
can
too. Turn that. Pull it there. Turn that.
I know I was like really noisy.
She does.
Tends
but
to
we'll
be
go ahead and do it.
Oh no, I had your microphone last week.
Since we don't do show, no, you didn't. I'm sure if you touch that one wrong, it'll do the same thing. There you go. Now we're gonna take a pause.
Okay.
Up. There you go. Now tighten that.
Here I am.
There you go.
Screw it in.
Harder.
Deeper. Harder. Faster.
Now resign.
Now that you've got it. Now bury it like it's your girlfriend. There you go. Right there. That's where I need you to be. Right there. Very nice. So anywho, we are. Let me open my Diet Coke here, so I can make a beverage, because Jason's not going to be here for a fucking hour, and I'm not waiting that long.
No.
We do have some food in the studio, too. I brought, let's go back. What is this thing you brought, Marnie? Beignets?
Well, okay, so we're going to call them beignets tonight.
Okay.
Because it's Fat Tuesday, the whole New Orleans kind of dessert.
Isn't it beignet?
Beignet.
It's really the European pronunciation.
The European one.
I'm going to need to see this word spelled out.
There's a G.
It's a traditional.
Okay, I feel better that there's a G in there.
There is.
Oh, I think you said a D.
There's this traditional dessert called a king's cake, but you have to bury a baby in it or something.
Oh, it's a whole thing. Yeah. There's a plastic baby in the king's cake, and then when you... Do you have the story behind it?
It's this round ring pastry, and the colors of Mardi Gras, which purple, green, and gold, which clearly one of those should be omitted, green. And the tradition is that the person who finds the baby has to make or buy the next king's cake or something.
Oh, so it's like a treat to find the baby.
Yeah,
I got it.
I think it's fucking creepy is what I think it is.
Also, you bite into a kid and you're
like, oh, I got a finger.
There's a leg.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. And
or an arm
weird.
Of a Barbie.
Yeah, so, right.
We didn't have a little baby, so we just tore off Barbie's head.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, and the other one is the beignet, It's square-shaped little donuts that don't have, like, a donut hole. They're traditionally smothered in powdered sugar.
Mm.
Oh, so, because every culture, if you haven't noticed, has a version of fried bread.
Right, absolutely.
Indian fried bread. Like, it doesn't matter what culture you're from.
You have found
a way to fry dough and put sugar on
it. In Denmark, actually, it is called the abelskiva. And my family makes those.
Nice.
And it's a fried donut with sugar on the outside.
Yes, it is.
And in Italy, it's called a Zeppoli. And we got it from our lovely friends at New York Pizza Department.
So I think when you travel, your first question should be, show me your fried bread.
Show me your fried donut.
Let's start with a baseline there.
Right. Now I can't. What the hell is wrong with me? My favorite author, David Sedaris, when he travels to other countries, he asks, what do your roosters say? Because he wants to know, because
it's different?
In France, it's like Coco Rico, we say cockadoodle-doo, so it's like one of his questions to break the cultural barriers. What do your roosters say?
You realize he's going to be here at the end of April.
I know.
Okay, I just didn't know if you...
Let's see if we can get him on the show.
Right?
I saw him with Whiskers, he's in the chat room. He and I saw him, second to last time, that he was here to do a book reading, and they are absolutely hysterical. His books are fun to read, but get the audiobooks or go see him read them live.
I've done the books on tape.
Yeah, the books on tape.
These audiobooks are blind
people. Oh my God, when he does his Billie Holiday, I just piss my pants.
Yeah, he's so lovely.
So going back to the intro of the show, as opposed to what all you guys want to talk about, we have food, we have jambalaya in-house, now Katie, because Katie was on the Valentine, or as we like to say, Valentine's Day, because that is apparently Thursday. Just axe her. Katie brought is that a heart-shaped cake?
It's a heart-shaped cake.
It's not a blood red cake, is it?
It's like, not. You know, it's cake. But it's funfetti. It's out of the box. It's not homemade for
like
y'all.
Confetti, but
oh, you think I made the jambalaya?
I made the beignets.
No, you didn't.
Funny little bag that I keep for my
funny
little bag.
But funfetti's cute.
It's good. It's little, and then also not homemade frosting. But that,
okay.
I actually bought the stuff for homemade frosting, but then while I was at the Chargé, I found it in a can. So y'all got it.
It's kind of like barbecue sauce. Why
awesome.
Bother?
Just, right. Yeah,
thank you.
So
thank
good.
You for bringing it. It's really good. Both of you.
I think if you at least made the effort to go get it. I think that's a lot more than I do typically, because I just happened to be driving by a Safeway today, and I remember that Progresso has a gumbo, which I don't know how I knew that, but I did.
Is it gumbo or jambalaya? Because
that's
two different things.
Yeah.
It's gumbo.
Okay. It's not jambalaya. They're not the same thing.
They're not the same.
Well, I didn't say they were the same thing.
Oh, but you called it jambalaya when we got here.
Yeah, you did.
It's called gumbo.
Okay, there we go.
The can said gumbo, and Progresso made it. I figured, well, it'll be...
Okay.
It fits in my crock pot, so fuck it. We're good.
I watched on the Chew today. I caught like 30 seconds of the Chew for no real reason. I think I was being held hostage for a moment. Somewhere near a Big Bear.
You were not.
I almost spit because you said Big Bear.
And the Chew made a big... They explained the difference between jambalaya and gumbo, and I immediately ejected that from... I know that there is a difference, but I immediately forgot why.
And or cared.
What it was, yeah.
And nobody cares. There's that. Well, Katie, you were gone last week, and though we missed you, we had an adequate fill-in, Miss Molly Montgomery.
She's so good.
It was good. It was fun. Yeah, we had a good time.
Adequate.
I like using the word a lot.
I don't want to get her hopes up.
I know. We don't want her to think that she, you know.
I mean,
she doesn't have to try out.
She held up pretty good.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
She is fucking funny.
She's a funny gal. While she was here, you were frolicking in the land of the Disney.
I was in Disney.
Yeah.
This is the second time Palmer's under two.
Yeah,
so
you do realize she's not going to give a shit about these trips.
That's what my dad said. My mom
These are for you.
Though,
these are for you girls.
Entirely.
Okay,
just making sure you're aware.
No, we're totally aware. But, and as is evidenced by the fact that when we're going to stand in line to meet the characters, and she doesn't care, and she's like...
Is she terrified?
She's, let me down, that whole thing. And then we get up to the character, and she'll look, and I... Then I drop her. The camera's ready. I'm so excited. And she just, like, runs in the opposite direction chasing her. Yeah, and I'm going, no, Palmer. And then it's, like, a 30-second, minute-and-a-half ordeal to try to get her back to the character. People are waiting in line. Kelly's just going, please.
But you're not the only parents doing this, so no one's joking.
Oh, it's totally, where it's all on. Like, she was terrified of Tigger, like, didn't want any piece of him, and I made her take pictures.
That's good. You're scaring the fuck out of your daughter already.
I think she said something about it, and then I drop her.
Yeah, that's, I heard that too.
Yeah. And then I drop her. I enjoy that.
But it was fun. I'm really just becoming a Disney person. Well, and even better than Disney, which was sweet and great. And
let us know when you're going to be leaving our show and moving on to something bigger, because to be fully encompassed in the Disney, you have to drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, this is what I was just telling these guys, that I found this cute shirt that had a picture of Donald on the front, and it was vintage Donald, and it was cute, and I'm thinking, I'm ready to take this next step. I'm ready to wear the Donald t-shirt.
But I actually hear you say you think you can rock the look.
Yeah, I do.
With the right boobage, I think it's possible.
Well, God knows she's got that.
Or, skinny jeans and boots. Like, I think I can make that happen. But then I turned the shirt around, and it actually said Team Donald on it, and I was like, I'm not ready to officially join the team.
Yeah,
like,
especially if somebody were ever confuse you with Donald Trump being on the team.
But I do remember, at least the vintage that I remember, as long as you're talking 70s, with the blue ribbing.
It's like
the Wonder Bread
blue. It's like
a
little white t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad absolutely had one that was vintage because he actually wore it as a kid.
As a matter of fact, I think Charlie Tuna was really my cartoon character of choice, or food representative of choice. But Charlie Tuna, but the Donald Duck I loved because of that Wonder
collar.
I called Wonder Bread Blue.
Totally,
it was a blue ribbed collar and
the same shirt.
Very vivid, Donald was very acid ready,
cool. But the best part of my trip, though, I'll say, is we went the next day to the beach, to Seal Beach.
Oh,
so, big plug to Seal Beach. It was lovely. And
they're listening.
I know. The Hey Seal Beach. In case any of y'all are coming.
It's very different from Blown a Seal Beach. Very different beaches.
Well, you know, Newport is just not really our speed, and Huntington's a little too, like, surfy.
I love Laguna.
But, see, in Laguna, we weren't near.
I always think that'd be
in Anaheim. I think it's a little bit further south.
I always put Laguna in the...
It's further south.
Is it further south?
So Seal Beach, anyway, great little, very, very, very cute family, kind of oriented, reminding me of Nantucket Streets, and we played on the beach with Palmer, and that was just warmed my heart. It was very sweet.
When she's a little bit older and not terrified of all the things you're doing to her, if you go up to Oregon, they have the Seal Caves, where they go and you go up to the top of the cliff, and you walk into the caves, and you're like, well, what the fuck is this? Because you can't see anything, and then you realize you're watching all the seals, and they're like, it's like stories high, and it's
so
where
cool.
they're all, it's where they breed and sleep.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
Yeah, the Seal Caves up in, and it's by Victoria, I think, Victoria Beach.
Nothing like being in a cave where seals are mating and sleeping.
Well,
that
actually,
sounds fun. I don't know what this sounds like.
All that hits you at first is, it smells like seal shit in here.
Yeah, right. I don't know what's going on there.
It's cool, yeah. Anyway, it was a lovely vacation, but I'm glad to be back.
Now, did you do both parks, DCA and Disneyland?
We did not.
Which one? You did Land.
Just Disney.
Disneyland.
Because I think that DCA, she doesn't know any of those, really, the characters. I know Cars is, like,
kids. She really doesn't know any of the other characters.
No, she does. All of them. She knows them, but I think it was just getting up close and personal was the scary. But she, Goof, and Pluto, she says, and Duck. And Daisy, Minnie, Mickey, she's like,
I'm sure
really,
she's saying Duck.
I'm
trying to clear up.
Was her first word.
So I
don't
know that you're
if her
right
first word
that
was not Duck, then I'm a bad parent.
Your traumatized daughter is
getting her ready.
Your traumatized daughter is 18 months old and knows all those things.
17 only.
Yeah.
Still,
so let me tell you what else.
Rounding up.
Let me tell you what else. She's doing the ABCs. And I don't want to be that mom that's like, my daughter
is the
talking at 4 months old.
Right.
But she's 17 months old, and she's almost got the whole thing down.
Same tune as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, so when you're ready, you can switch the lyrics.
But this afternoon on her changing table, she was singing, ABCs, sing with me. And I'm like, oh my God.
Can I tell you a secret?
That part
you're being that mom.
Yeah.
I took that it part, for you, though. I think that's good.
I'm sharing it here.
You. Yeah, I'm playing with you.
You know what
first
I did, too?
First on Q-Talk. It's a first exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. Dun, dun, dun.
It's a Q-Talk exclusive because I
it came from her uterus.
In a world where 17-month-olds recite the alphabet.
And
her
at Disneyland.
Oh,
that
is too funny.
Basically, my daughter's a genius. Oh,
now,
back off. So basically my uterus.
I'm going to
have a brilliant
right.
uterus.
I do.
Yes.
Well done.
When it starts singing the ABCs, I'm fucking out of here.
Because
that's going to be on camera.
She wants some family. I'm like when my leg comes up on the side of the table, you'll know.
Your leg comes
whoa.
Up on this table. I'm
like,
yeah.
So long like a sock puppet.
Scary vagina. Scary uterus.
We know. This is not the Muppet Show. I'm
it's
saying,
uterus
and we're
yet.
16 minutes in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a long, could be a long goddamn show. But I would just like to say, I hope that we're all still on the air and around when the therapy sessions start for my daughter, because I think it'll be fun to hear you go through that.
Yeah, I've already wanted to take her. As a matter of fact, and that is so. This is all my
neurotic. No, it's good. It's good to be ready.
It's my neurotic. Like I'm crazy. But I said I have
coming
a friend
from
that
Mr. Perkins, who lived in a basement.
Right. Who knows?
It's
you
good
know.
To be ready, right?
You know. And I have a friend
just
that's a child psychologist,
months,
and Kelly's like, oh, hell no. We are not taking our one-year-old to a psychologist. But I'm, like, ready. She's
but
on speed dial.
Three, four, it might
ish.
Be time, yeah.
You know, I mean, I think I went time one at maybe eight.
No. I think the bigger thing to be concerned about is when she comes to you and says, Mom, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, true.
Marty, please tell me that yours was
T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. She starts singing that straight out. Run.
Also,
scream duck.
Also, oddly, also twinkle, twinkle, little star. As Katie grabs a bottle of wine.
That is.
With no glass.
That was hysterical.
Marty.
I gotta give that up.
In your home dog abduction facility.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Dog abduction center. Please hold. Dog abduction center. Please hold.
Dad.
Thank you. 95 reference. I got it. Where are you going, Russ?
One ringy dingy.
I'm going to have a drink at Charlotte. All right.
You know what? We found a great new pastime.
Who?
At Costco.
Are you
a no, that's so old. That's an old hobby.
That's Petco.
That's
Petco, yeah.
That's been around for years.
Right.
No. The whole Petco experience, very fun. Ernie and I have completely enjoyed it.
I like that you've now bought into it.
Yeah, don't call her that when we're together, but here it just comes naturally. I don't know. But we walked in, and we had seen it on Saturday. We saw some of the weirdest son of bitches. A lot of it was mirrors as we were walking past it. I was like, so we decided we get to Costco finally, and it was the Chinese New Year. That is true, and a lot of people were out celebrating. And so we decided, as we got no more than 15 feet into Costco, mm-hmm. and they had this couch that was there, and it looked very inviting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Real inviting.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down, just, you know, to sit.
Like you do. Test it. Test it.
So you want to take a little rest before you embark? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You
should have
got some of those.
Store.
Should have got some of those free drink and food samples snacks and then gone to sit down.
I eat lunch there sometimes.
I have a plate.
And then sit
down. We may do that next week.
I found this on aisle 14. Can, thank you.
Can you warm this up for me? I'm quite hungry.
I'll be on the couch over in aisle 5.
I noticed you have a toaster oven. Maybe use that.
Dude, can I buy that in bulk? But we did. We sat on the couch, and people were coming through. We probably sold 7 or 8 of them.
On the couches?
Yeah, yeah. Very comfortable.
Giving testimonials right
there. Based on how comfortable you look.
Oh, absolutely. We're like, come on, sit down.
Well, those two men look comfortable. Yeah.
They had too many samples. But
so Bert and Ernie were based on real people.
And they're here at Costco. You guys.
Hashtag. It's a docudrama.
Hashtag duck off. So we did that, and then we moseyed on, and we probably sat there for a good half an hour.
Okay.
And just it was commentary. It was like on Saturday Night Live, you know,
Mystery
the Dusty
Theater.
Muffin. You know, that if we had just, we wanted to get this set up there and just
we can move this if you'd like.
Fucking hysterical, it would be. Just to do commentary as people are walking by. How we had talked about that for Pride years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, we attempted it this year, and that was a train wreck. Mm.
No, but different. Like, right in the
different
middle.
Different train, same crash.
Oh, whatever.
To do this at Pride.
Yeah. And comment on...
I am.
And we weren't even...
I-N-N.
Yeah.
In.
Now we know that we... Now we see each other, we know we're interrupting there. We didn't have headphones on, so we couldn't hear each other, and we weren't looking, so it was just four people talking into microphones.
Kind of rambling.
All at once.
Yeah.
Okay, update on who's listening. We have 11 live listeners at the moment, most of whom the United States. However, in conjunction with the U.S., we have Australia and France.
Mardi Gras to you.
Very good. Now, isn't that coincidental?
Look
we have...
That. A coincidence.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome, France. If you would, make yourself known in the chat room. We'd love to know who you are, what's going on.
Is it Maddie?
Maddie's an extra.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
Now, is it France or practice France, as I like to call
it? It's just the country. No, it's just...
Faux France, as it were.
No,
we know you're from Montreal.
It's practice France. That's what we used to call it. We would go there. We're going to practice France.
Well, the logo just says France.
We're going to go with it.
Yeah, we're going to go with
that. Can you hear the people sing?
You know, it was, though. It was just
so
very
timely.
Fun. Ridiculously fun. And we moved from the couch, and then we went around the corner, and, well, goddamn it, they didn't have a little setup there for being outside. You know, the patio furniture and all this. So planted our asses there and put our feet up. We knew it was a problem when we got to the third couch. And there
were
people
I thought you were going to say the toilet setups.
And security showed up.
No. We were waiting for that. But no. I think we sold enough items that they weren't too afraid. But there were people that kept walking by going, really? Now you're here. And we were like, we're getting to know the people of Costco.
And notice he's not judging you like he does Jason Carlton because you left the house to do
that. Oh, that's true.
Yes. I don't have any...
Hey, we were
get
doing
out
something.
And do something.
Go sit somewhere else.
We were being productive.
Yeah.
Sales. Have you ever seen 500 Days of Summer where they go to IKEA and they act out little love scenes in every scene of the big house?
No, are you kidding?
It's so cute.
I feel like I've seen that, but I can't recall that. But
Joseph Gordon
Levitt. I want to move into those little houses. With
live people in the store?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Joseph Gordon Levitt. I mean, not through the whole movie, but they go to IKEA and they like they're. You think
we
they're
can
in,
do that.
You
I
think
like
they're
that.
In bed, but then they pan out and you realize they're in IKEA.
Oh,
and they're like,
so
honey, why is there a Chinese family in our kitchen?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to move into IKEA sometimes.
Yeah,
okay, so Marty sat all weekend in Costco. Alfred, I know part of what you did for the weekend because I was with you, Jerry.
Well, there was award shows. I mean, Sunday
we
was
watched,
so fair.
Yes. We watched, yes. And I know you're probably going to bring this up in your entertainment segment, but we watched award shows that weren't even on this continent.
Oh.
For the first time ever, I did the math and figured out that I, too, could enjoy the BAFTAs because, I don't know, the BAFTAs. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. BBC America, I had heard last year that they aired on BBC, but I don't watch anything on BBC America, so I don't give a shit. So then I thought, well, with the time difference, when I got off work at 7 o'clock in the morning, I thought, well, maybe they'll be on live right now. And it turns out that they made it comfortable for America, and they showed it to us a very long time after they were over. I did radio silence.
Can
I didn't know the winners.
Can you help us describe?
British Academy of Film and Television Awards.
Thanks so much.
They used to be called the Orange.
Yeah. BBC.
There's AFTRA, like SAG and AFTRA.
Right.
BAFTA is the...
Got it.
Yeah.
BAFTA.
And it was
the British Academy Awards. There's different voters, so you never know who's going to win. And they have best British film, best first British director, best newcomer. They have some fun awards, but they get it done.
They do, and I'm sure you'll talk about it maybe more in a second.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
Well,
the guy who was it's very funny, and they're very just get
familiar?
This shit done.
Somebody familiar?
He's a British actor.
It's
you
Stephen
knew
Fry.
He was funny.
He's in a couple things here and there, but very very witty.
What I kept going back to when we were watching it was, and I always go back to my point of reference for comedy as either Benny Hill or Dame Edna to me, and it's all these backhanded insults that keep coming out, and he does that. I guess that's just British humor.
And just such a sweet, dry way that you weren't quite sure whether to slap him or
was
kill
that
him.
Was
like Mr. Bass does that and smiles.
Yeah,
and
it was the Stephen Colbert tip of the hat, wag of the finger. Like, I don't know what to do
with you, but thanks.
I always love it when Dame Edna's on stage and she asks some member of the audience, she says, I'm trying to redecorate my home, and she asks somebody all about the color palettes of their house and how their home is decorated out on this, and she winds up going, Well, you don't realize it, but you've helped me immensely. I have eliminated an entire color palette based on you. And it's just insults similar to that.
I love that you make your own clothes. That's what she always says to people. That always cracks
Think
me up.
Think of how much money you've saved decorating, but because you make your own clothes.
I did week two with a personal trainer today.
He can't walk
this week. He just told me that most people don't buy the packages once they do the free.
Last week you had a butt rash.
I had a burning rash.
I've forgotten about the butt rash.
I did not have a rash.
Again, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did not have a burning rash.
Oh, whatever it was.
Who's
something on fire.
Who's Maddie in the
Maddie's from
Australia.
Oh, that's Maddie. Got it. I remember now.
So I told him, I'm like, that wasn't fun. Like, I seriously.
You were chafing a little bit. Yeah.
No, I honestly just couldn't. Like, he made me do like.
It really wasn't a butt.
Maybe
rash.
It wasn't a rash.
No,
but there was something on his ass burning.
They make a powder called monkey butt. You should get
anti,
some
anti
monkey butt.
Yes.
I know
two
a lot of people that need that.
One for a woman,
butt paste.
One for a man.
Yes.
Which I don't really get.
Strong enough for a monkey, but made for a woman. So he just told me that was his way of getting back at people that do the free consultation and then don't buy the package, and he was really sorry. Last Wednesday night at work, every time I drop something, I'm like, well, and that's where it's staying because I can't bend over.
Where are you going?
It's called Blast Fitness. They literally built it on my corner, so they shamed me into joining a gym.
He can see it from his house. He's like, I gotta go.
It's embarrassing because I don't have a bike rack yet, so I have to drive. It's humiliating to drive my car there.
I think if you live that close, it's ridiculous.
I'm surprised that people don't line up on the parade route to shame me.
Yeah. Now, the odd thing or the story is that it's at the end of his street, and he feels guilted and going because you can see it from his house.
Yeah.
At the end of Marnie Street is Bourbon Street Strip Bar. So we.
I said no.
Oh,
not away for the good of everyone.
I didn't realize
no.
that Bourbon Street was a titty bar.
What do you think it was?
Well, not because Bourbon Street is usually like a New Orleans theme.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's a New Orleans themed titty bar.
Like titty bar.
All right. You're going to see shit you don't want to see. That's all I'm saying.
Now, I'm not sure why, but from my backyard, I can see Savior Catholic Church.
There you go.
I said no.
Okay, so this rule doesn't apply to all of us.
You're also out.
It doesn't. But Brophy's right next door, and I said yes.
And yes.
What's at the end of your street? Well, there's a Starbucks.
Well, there's
yeah.
a State Farm.
And I got
there's
both
a State
status.
Farm with somebody who's bullshit. But other than that, we hate her.
I hate her now.
It's a State Farm agent.
Okay, let's not talk about that anymore.
That's all I'm saying.
Because
that's
State Farm in general.
We love
State
Farm.
Really
because
we
Barry
love
Manilow
State
wrote
Farm.
The jingle, and we love that.
I know. We love State
like,
Farm.
Like
we
a good neighbor.
Like
we'll talk about that in a couple seconds. Ooh, I feel like we're going to get sued.
I'm saying, the day that those papers have arrived, we've arrived.
Yeah.
First lawsuit,
we made it.
I got the dress ready. Yeah. I am ready.
Well, we have a lawsuit coming up and the headline's coming up in just a few minutes. Recuperated a little bit from that bar rescue show
that
I did, because I knew exactly what was going to happen. I predicted that when they ripped their equipment out, which was all their wiring for cameras and lights and all their wireless stuff, I knew that they were going to basically trash it, and I'd have to go back and fix all the shit I just did, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's interesting the way that the show's produced and how it comes together. I don't know how an air date yet for it, but I'll find out when we do. I'll let you all know about that. But that was interesting for me. I also got an interesting email via Facebook from a Silla Mahamadu, who is a lawyer representing the late Bill McKee, who died in the tsunami in 2004. According to her, while on vacation in Thailand, I'm the only existing relative to him.
Which is sad.
It's sad. I was hoping that Uncle Bill would have reached out to more people.
Well, he's dead.
Well, he's underwater.
Well, no, but I mean, before.
Two problems.
But before.
One elegant solution. Write this letter.
She wanted me, she asked if I would kindly get back to her. Apparently I have some inheritance. But I responded, and I haven't heard back, and I'm not sure if it's, you tell me if my tone was, my tone may have been off.
Okay.
My response was, I'm pretty sure this is crap. I don't know if she's not going to respond. But I felt bad. And Uncle Bill's gone. But I didn't realize. It's been, what, how many
years? 8 years.
Eight years.
Yeah. No, seven years, 2 months.
I didn't realize how long it takes to go through probate.
Now that I...
did you reach out to Craig as well or no?
I have a bigger web presence.
Absolutely.
So now, when you watch The Impossible on...
Impossible?
Yes. When you watch The Impossible on video, try to look for Bill swim by during
Day of the... Well, there's a lot of footage on YouTube about that. Maybe I should look, but that's really sad to know that.
And just to update people, Harrison is being our POTUS State of the Union correspondent.
I wondered if we could just chime in. So he referenced the love and not the homos.
He was booed for promising to keep retirement intact and not decimating Social Security and Medicare.
Wait, he was booed for that?
Yeah, well, booed by the Republican side, of course.
Of course.
You know, that one side stands up, one side boos.
That's tacky.
No, but they do it all the time.
I know they
shouldn't do it.
But you know what's going to happen. You're going to boo. We're going to cheer.
Right.
So just stop it.
And then when you say you're going
to... Nan, nan, a boo, boo.
When you say you're going to blow, somebody up,
stupid.
They all stand up.
Yeah,
that's when they finally come on board. Is when you invade a country.
I'm not sure if all the assistants just didn't, if they missed a lunch date for coordinating shit, because there is way too much going on today. We have not only is the State of the Union address going on, we're burning down some guy in L.A. at Big Bear Mountain now who was held up in a thing.
Who may or may not be in that cabin.
They thought he was in it.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah,
there was something else going on today.
I think that the Pope is retired.
Well, yeah, but that's 2 weeks. That's in 16. That's
days. Okay, good.
We have plenty of time.
It's so day after tomorrow. I think it's on everybody's list.
I'm like, there's a lot fucking going on today. And of course, it's our show right here on Q Talk America. It is 7:31.
The best way to spend
it. It really is.
Thank you.
At the top of next hour, which is hour two, it's where our drinking game begins. Jason Carlton, my elusive yet well-slept roommate, is going to come in and make a beverage that apparently, Al, you taught him how to make at one point?
I'm sure I was behind this nightmare.
You said that 151.
As soon as I see the 151, I'm like, oh,
we have,
that's scary.
We're making,
I trained that young lady how to make drinks.
Yeah, so,
or according to Palmer, duck me running.
duck me.
So Jason Carlton is coming in at the top of hour
she
two.
She plays fuck goose. I'm so confused.
We're kicking off our drinking game. We have headlines coming up. Entertainment.
<Poor goose. laughs>
We have a lot going on. It's Q Talk America. It's the show. Thank you for being here. And we'll be back in just moments right after this.
What's this? It's a 30-second dance break.
And now a special offer from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Did you know that TLAGay.com is one of the world's largest online and mail-order retailers, offering the very best in gay entertainment? From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD as well as video on demand, they also have literature, ebooks, and yes, even toys. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And right now, their current bestseller is an exclusive DVD called Global Warming. It contains two award-winning short films from gay writer-director Reed Waterer. You can only find this at TLAGay.com. And right now, through the end of February, if you go to the website, TLAGay.com/QTalk, and do your shopping from all the products and services that they have to offer, you can use the coupon code QTalk at your checkout and receive 10% off of your order. And that's in addition to any other discounts that they're currently offering. It's a great deal from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com, which, by the way, is a gay-owned and operated company that's been around since the 90s. And QTalk America is proud to promote this out and proud company. Once again, it's TLAGay.com. All right, here we go. Let's look at some headlines. All real, all accurate, all the time. It's QTalk America on a Tuesday night. An Indiana teacher wants to ban gays from the prom, saying that they actually have no purpose in life. A bitter barista is fired over a snarky blog. A hacker at a TV station broadcasts a zombie warning.
Yes.
An 82-year-old man tackles a suspect during a cop chase. And Bill Maher fires back at Donald Trump over the orangutan suit, saying, just suck it up. Oh, my heavens sakes alive. I did see this on your screen earlier, Katie, that you had the Indiana teacher, who apparently is the intellectual pinnacle of Indiana.
I do.
she's something else. If you haven't heard this, and I can't imagine that your life isn't fulfilled with other things that you dribble through the news like this. Well, damn those dastardly gays for upsetting good, God-fearing, and sanctimonious Christians with their freaking disgusting choices in life. Why can't they just be born completely intolerant like decent Americans? No longer satisfied to stand by and watch a bunch of people try to be happy and well-adjusted and love who they want, a special needs teacher. And aren't they really supposed to be more sensitive than others anyway? From Sullivan, Indiana, is joining a loose coalition called the Jesus-Loving Crusaders in calling for a prom that strictly bans gays from attending since, well, they have no purpose in life, according to the special ed teacher named Diana Medley. WTWOTV first reported that the group of concerned Christians assembled at the Sullivan First Christian Church this past Sunday to discuss the prom that only permitted straight students as an alternative to the inclusive prom at Sullivan High School. And we have this little bit, if I can find it right quick, in my little goddamn... I love how I can't find shit anymore on this goddamn thing. Here we go. Here's an audio clip of this intellectual being.
Diana Medley is a special education teacher in town. She doesn't believe anyone is born gay.
I believe it was a choice that she made. I don't believe that they were born that way. I think that life circumstances made them choose that. I think God made everybody equal. I have kids come to me because of their sexual preference, and they know, I don't agree with it, but I care about you. And the same thing for special needs. You know, God puts those people in our life for different reasons.
You know, if a gay person, do you consider them maybe they have some sort of purpose? In life, do you think it's just
I don't. I personally don't. I'm sorry. I just, I don't understand it. A gay student or adult or person isn't going to come up and make some change unless it's because they realize, you know what, it was a choice and I'm choosing God.
Jesus, I cannot imagine.
Murder her. Someone murder her.
This woman who teaches challenged children.
Wow. Because they weren't born that way either. They made that choice.
Right. They made that choice.
Yep.
They were that's everybody's born did. Equal.
Because everyone's born
equal. Everybody's born equal.
Yep. Actually, yeah. I mean, how? What the fuck?
She can't even hold up to her own logic.
When God actually made everyone equal, that person chose to have cerebral palsy.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Because it was on the menu on their way out of the genius uterus.
I literally, you know, which clearly wasn't my uterus.
Oh, see, cerebral palsy. Because
everything. That
would
comes
you
out
like
of my
that supersize?
Yeah, I would, please.
But
again, it makes me just angry at Christians in general.
And you watched, obviously, you've got the video on your screen there, Katie, and you've probably watched the entire thing. I edited, obviously, a little clip of what it was, and I did not take it out of context by any means.
No.
The entire story is all that. The only saving grace that story had, and I think you're watching the same video that I did, there was one gentleman who actually said, he was like, well... You hate the sin, you don't hate the sinner. He was actually more intellectual in saying that if that's their choice, kind of like that's their choice, let them do what they want to do, but we can't condemn them for that. Who are we to condemn them?
Yeah.
We can't. He was the only person that had any, aside from the reporter, who had any intellect in that story of saying, we can't judge them.
Right.
We're not that we, you know, that's. Yeah. You know,
it's just become more and more, and I hate to generalize, but I don't know if these are just the people that are finding microphones. That to believe in Jesus is to just abandon your brain. Mm-hmm. Like, you just give up any reasonable...
Right, of your own thoughts.
Well, thought, and you're just indoctrinated by one book. There are tons of books to read.
Right.
And go to a library and find something else.
But even if it's about the Bible.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily
the message
what it
says. Right.
The message. It's, you know, and that's the part that's so difficult. Read your fucking Bible.
Yeah, but they want a gun, and they're all for war. Right. Like, they're for capital punishment. Like, they can't keep one thought straight in their head before murder becomes a good thing. Yeah.
I hate Christians.
It's just crazy. Well, and you weren't here last week, but there was a, Katie wasn't here last week. There was a story in regards to a, the window with the mannequin, with the inflatable doll in the window.
Oh, right.
And all of these... There was it's a window display.
That was 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry, two weeks ago. So you were here for that.
Yeah.
Got it. Same people. We just don't like that in our city. Well, my God, because these two Moes own this flower shop. Clearly, I mean, when you heard the interview,
super gay.
Oh, cheese and rice. Yeah. Yeah, they should be next door at the meeting at the Pride Board. They were.
And there's a video that was leaked, or audio that was leaked of a football coach going off on gays and about how much he hates gays. But it turns out he's not just the. And somebody's got to help me in the chat room. It wasn't just that he was the football coach. He was, like, the science teacher and something else. Like,
that's surprising for a science teacher.
Right now, but, I mean, he had three different disciplines that he was in charge of.
The principal.
And it was, but somebody's got to help me because it's been.
Oh, he wore several hats within the school.
It's been all over. And then he came, and then he said, well, you took it out of context. I meant that all people are created equal. And they're like, How did you get that? Yeah.
Well, what freaks me out, really and genuinely, is that, okay, so this lady's a fucking lunatic. She's a convenient Christian. She's a cunty bitch.
Yeah.
And if I could kick this bitch in the throat, I would do it.
Yeah.
But what scares me...
I'd probably stand behind you, like the line in Airplane.
Right, yes.
Sorry, Tyler.
Katie June started this one, Tyler.
But what really, 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 more than anything, really genuinely freaks me out about this is that this bitch is supposed to be teaching our children. And these kids...
Intolerance. She's just teaching intolerance.
Intolerance. And what scares me is that I am
kind to people that aren't...
And I'm sending a child to school that's going to have gay moms, and it just makes me think and wonder, you know, what kind of things Palmer will come up against, for no fault of her own. It just makes me
absolutely
concerned,
and it makes you want to go to, like, parent teacher conferences. Like, you have this is another one of those things where you can't stay silent.
No.
You have to say, like, we're gay parents. What kind of bullshit are you going
to I want to go to a parent teacher conference. Well, I want to travel to where this bitch is and go to a parent. I'm going to have a kid there, and I'm ready to go to a teacher conference. This bitch.
I think. Yeah. I mean, this is one of those people. Let's go to Indiana.
It is just disgusting. Yeah. And yes, you're right. She does. More and more people have microphones because it's because of all the same things. 24-hour news cycle, and you got to be more shocking than the last person, and blah 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 blah. But it's really heinous. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Tyler's saying about science teachers. It's a evolution is talked about in chapter blah blah blah. I will not be going over that chapter, but if you would like to read it, the pages are. I mean, that's the kind of shit. It's
shocking.
That's when you have to take your kid out of the school, have to leave the state. Like, it's time to move.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to another headline. Oh, by the way, Jason has just arrived.
Hi, Jason.
Jason Carlton is here.
Hi, Jason.
He will be, just in a few minutes, we're going to start off our 8 o'clock hour with the drinking game.
If you'd like to start early, I don't need a blender. But I have some stuff over here.
Oh, this bitch, she brought everything to make, what is it you brought?
I brought everything.
She's making all kinds of other
things. Alexander's, either blended or not.
I'm excited for
it. And Mudslides.
Katie doesn't care.
Yes.
As long as it's a Team Donald on her back.
I'm going to need a blender right now if you want to go ahead with a Brandy Alexander cocktail. Thanks.
There's that. We're going to continue on with our headlines because God knows we have to get to the entertainment segment with Al, too. An 82-year-old Washington State man says he was a little sore, but otherwise okay after tackling and helping police catch a felon one-third his age. The gentleman's name was Terry Miracle of Longview, Washington. He was weeding his garden on Friday and heard a commotion, and it was found out that it was the police chasing a 27-year-old burglary suspect. As officers chased him through yards and over fences, Miracle could hear them coming closer. He told the newspaper that he got into position remembering his high school football training from 65 years earlier, and as the suspect came barreling around the house, the 82-year-old kicked his knee out, caught the youngster across with a crossbody block, just like the old days, and took him down.
Wow. I love it.
Amazing.
However, the suspect did get up and start running, but the delay gave the police just enough time to catch the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
The 27-year-old was booked on... Oh, here, this is where it gets good. This poor kid's. He was booked on... second-degree burglary related to an earlier investigation, third-degree theft, trespassing, resisting arrest, obstructing an officer, malicious mischief, and methamphetamine possession.
Sure.
He also had a no bail Department of Corrections warrant.
At this time.
It was unclear. It was unclear as to whether he had a lawyer or not. But the old man just, like, oh my God, just kind of went into survival mode and just took the kid down. I loved it.
Renee's dad did that in Paris. Renee's father is, like, I think he was 80 at the time. I don't know, because he's passed 80 now. But there was a purse snatcher that grabbed someone's purse, and because Renee's father still jogs and hikes, he chased the guy down and got the purse back.
Oh, nice. Well, cool. That's very cool.
I feel like I could do that. Like, I feel like if somebody tried to grab my purse, I was at a doctor's
appointment. Now, in America,
today,
they would have shot Renee's dad because he's Mexican, and they would have thought he took the purse.
That's a good point.
But I was at a doctor's appointment today at 7th Avenue in Buckeye, and I was thinking...
On purpose?
It was a blood draw. It was not a doctor.
That doesn't make the story better.
Yeah. It's the Sonora Quest. It's the Sonora Quest with no line. Because it's at 7th Avenue. Okay.
Found it. Now we're on board. Yeah. You are a time-saving bitch.
I am. Okay. Anyway, I was walking out, and there are... There are like crack addicts live in that parking lot, and like homeless people, and which is I shouldn't. That's mean, but you know they are crack addicts and homeless people.
Spade a spade.
And I was thinking as I like dug in my keys and like my wallet's in my bag and my iPad, and I thought how I would kick somebody's ass if they tried to take my bag.
It's called I just read yesterday that stealing iPhones and iPads is so common now that they call it apple picking.
You should know.
And how clever. Yeah.
And they say not to, like in public transportation, to make sure you have a firm grip on your iPad, and now they're making like things to like attach it to your wrist.
Like a lariat or anything.
So I guess they get your hand too. I'm not sure what.
Oh my god, that is great. Apple picking?
Apple picking. I thought that was funny.
A Montana television station's regular programming was interrupted last week by news of a zombie apocalypse. I only did this story because of you guys. The Montana Television Network says hackers broke into the emergency alert system of Great Falls affiliate KRTV and its CW station on Monday. KRTV says that on its website, the hackers broadcast, quote, dead bodies are rising from their graves in several Montana counties.
Civil authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living. Follow the messages on screen that will be updated as information becomes available.
The alert claimed that the bodies were attacking the living and warned people not to approach or apprehend these bodies as they are extremely dangerous. There actually is an investigation right now finding out how these people hacked into the emergency alert system and then...
I would have bought that.
Because this is no joke, not only because the emergency broadcast system is part of FEMA.
Yeah.
So they got into FEMA's organization. Right. They're like, this is when they find these people, they are going down for federal offense. But you know what they'll do? They'll let them go if they agree to work with them and show them how
they did it. Right. No.
It's going to turn into Catch Me If You Can. Like, you're really good at this, so we're going to need to employ you. But this, like, everybody was treating this as a joke. But the government came back and said that it was FEMA and it was the emergency broadcast system and it went out as a real alert. Oh, so
it did. It totally did. And they showed videos on YouTube show it actually during whatever afternoon show it was.
It's an afternoon talk show.
Well, it came across several networks because it...
Oh, okay.
There are different videos of it on YouTube. The same sound clip that I just played, but it's in different shows that were on there because the EAS...
Goes out over any channel.
Like when Cox throws that out, it hits every channel they've got. All of them. It's not just the CW. It's not just this. It's not just that. It's every channel.
And can I tell you how many years of DVRing took me to figure out that you just rewind and it goes away?
Really?
Yeah. It's not part of that broadcast.
Do what?
It doesn't record on your DVR. If you see it during a show, it's always live. Huh. It doesn't record. So if it's on your DVD, just rewind or fast forward. It's playing right then. It interrupts your signal, but you don't record it.
Yes, ma'am?
That's so cool that they're going to employ them. But
no,
also,
I know that idea.
But I wonder if you can find any news of, or if anyone really, bought into it.
No. According to the stories that I read, there were absolutely no calls to police in regards to this.
Oh, wow.
Well, because almost everybody, if you're like me, either fast forwards, rewinds, or turns the sound on. I'm like, what? I can't listen to this beeping. But just a quick side note, because of where the gym is, as we've been talking about the zombie apocalypse and that it's going to take place at 17th Avenue and Camelback, that's where the gym is. Mm. So my trainer was like saying, he's like, what the fuck is this area? He's like, this is really bombed out. I'm like, oh no, wait till the summer and the homeless people start wandering through here pointlessly. It looks like the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And he's like, it kind of looks like the zombie. And then like a Zumba class was going on. He goes, that looks like the zombie apocalypse.
My favorite thing.
And it really did. You ever seen women try to Zumba?
I like your trainer.
He's fun.
When Al texted me that he joined the gym and where it was, I'm like, really? His response was, yeah, I figure it's the best way to meet a gang member.
Yeah.
It just came out like a sexy thug.
Yeah, just avoid the middleman. And he was like, I think I'm going to do a class. I'm like, well, I would make sure they're not armed.
Or maybe there's a guard at the door. Maybe it'd be fine. Again, I brought this up because I know you're all into coffee. A Seattle barista says it was satire, but his anonymous blog that made snarky comments about his boss and the customers he didn't like got him fired. Matt Watson was ousted as the author of the blog called Bitter Barista this week by another coffee site called Spruge.com. S-P-R-U-D-G-E, not Spruge. Yes. I want to make sure we're clear on that.
Thank you for clarifying.
Which led his boss at All City Coffee in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood to fire him on the spot. In the blog, the 30-year-old wrote that his vocabulary is too complex for his boss to understand, and he also wrote about not serving customers what they ordered. Here are some of the things that he put on his blog. Quote, if you reminded me four times that you've ordered decaf, guess what? You're not going to be getting decaf. The other one, I would remember your unusual... I would remember your usual drink if you were more memorable.
That seems fair.
I think that is fair.
The other thing he put is, I like to use a lot of big words when I tweet. That way, if my boss ever finds my Twitter account, he won't understand anything I'm saying. Watson said
also be fair.
Watson said his blog was satire, that he was just accentuating the 5% who I guess make our job more difficult and don't treat us like human beings. I have a good personal relationship with 95% of my customers. It's just that 5% that drives me crazy.
That's, again, I think all those are fair statements.
I thought that was quite funny myself. Oh, my heavens. What are you drinking there? Oh, Jason Carlton has whipped up his first beverage. What is that?
A Brandy Alexander.
Oh, is that what that is?
It's really good.
Oh.
That's how I know you're a fucking lady.
Oh. Yeah, you know, we may have to reconsider the fact that we may have to have an on-staff bartender,
I think,
barista.
So.
We've
talked about it.
I know we have. But our budget. Yeah, our budget.
What are you doing every Thursday?
Well,
we used to.
But it's Tuesday.
Just kidding. I'm actually doing zombie Zumba on Thursday.
Which would also be better with liquor.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, and if Jason can, but we have to start bringing money, don't we?
Well, the problem was we paid Buddy so much.
Oh, yeah, see,
and now that, now that Katie came in,
I know.
Gratis,
I'm a really good tipper.
Oh,
yeah, I feel comfortable.
You are a good tipper? That's a good
yeah.
Well, I know that Al watches this. Jason, I think you watch this too. Bill Maher has a message for Donald Trump. He wants him to stop monkeying around with the courts and suck it up. The real-time host devoted Friday night's new rules commentary to blasting the real estate agent and hair mogul for suing him.
Real estate agent. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Now he's going to sue us.
Sorry, real estate mogul. I'm sorry. I read
it
wrong.
I liked it better the way you said it.
Real estate agent and hair mogul.
He is suing Maher for $5 million over a swipe that Maher took at Trump back during the elections where he said that based on Trump's hair color, he must be a descendant of an orangutan family. Trump then proceeded to sue him, and this is what Maher said on his show on Friday night.
Public figures, of course, don't always like everything that's said about them, but that's how we roll here in America. Just like we're the gun country, we're the joke country. We love our free speech, and we love celebrities getting taken down a peg. So, Don, just suck it up like everybody else.
Exactly.
This was his response to Donald Trump saying he would give $5 million to the charity of Obama's choice if he would provide a birth certificate and college
transcript.
Then when Hurricane Sandy hit, he was very generous and gave him till noon the next day to get it done. I mean, just a cunt. I mean, just a cunt. As a cunt he can be. So... real estate agent and hairbrush denier, Donald Trump.
He's got a badger on his head, I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. So he came back with, if you can provide evidence that you are not a descendant of an orangutan, you're not the product of your mother having relations with an orangutan.
That's fucking awesome.
And so he can't figure out why he's... So Donald Trump's trying to sue him, but, like, it's not technically possible. Of course it's a joke.
Right.
He's like, animals and humans can't have children, so clearly this is not possible.
But here's one of those other just hypocritical bullshit.
Right.
Donald Trump's like, it's free speech. I say whatever I want.
Yeah. Right.
But you can't.
But you can't, right.
Douche.
Bag.
And he's gonna come right out. He's
Christians. You know, I just came so far.
And when the twain meet, you're at.
When the twain meet,
as I like to call him, almost rapist in chief, Paul Ryan.
I love that when you do that. Yeah, no,
sorry.
That's a good one.
Exactly. Well, that is the wrap up of my headline segment, and I know. What's going to happen is we're going to continue on with the entertainment segment. I think we should start it, though.
There was one headline that I just wanted to show.
Oh, go, Marnie, go.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Does this have to do with abducting dogs?
No, not right now.
Go. What?
Master Bartender shows up at the Q-Talk Studios.
Is that the headline?
This is delicious.
Oh, is that good?
It's headline news.
Headline. HLN.
Let me have a taste. Let me have a taste.
I wish we...
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I don't have a...
Oh, and you brought ice cream, so it's a real...
I don't have a...
That one doesn't have the ice cream in it because it doesn't have the blender yet.
I don't have a breaking news.
Oh, that's the hurricane. The ice cream or another hurricane, the mudslide.
But Brandy Alexander can have ice cream.
It doesn't have to be a blender drink, though.
You just kind of...
It doesn't.
All
right, go ahead. Do it. I'll start.
We'll do it, and then we're going to continue it. All right? Here we go.
In headlines, the world's most famous drag queen resigns as of February 28th. The Grammy Awards were handed out, but not on TV. All they did was perform. The ABAFTA Awards keep Argo alive. And The Walking Dead has ratings that make every network on TV wish they had a zombie show.
I'm so happy.
This is entertainment.
Not sports.
Sporty entertainment.
All right, so the Grammy Awards were on, and if you want to know who won, don't watch the Grammy Awards, because they don't even do the little thing on the little reach around on the bottom of the screen that says, the awards were given out previously. No, and you just have to go to the web. They just say, go to Grammy.org if you have any concern as to who won. In 81 categories, they give out 6 on air,
seven. Like barely any.
Barely any.
But they don't even pretend anymore. So
not this year.
Highlights and lowlights of the Grammys. Taylor Swift, like I said, should never perform anywhere. She's just consistently horrible. This girl cannot sing.
Why did I think that she was going to be a host with LL Cool J? Because they did like a weird... they did like a little skit where she rapped on stage with him when they were like announcing nominees.
Haven't you ever noticed that Taylor Swift is just like a fly and she's kind of everywhere?
But she rapped with him and everyone booed her the piano the next day and she's horrible.
But she was a delightful audience member because every person on stage that performed, she knew every word. She was very enthusiastic.
That was the best thing.
She gave everyone standing ovation. I mean,
she loves music.
She's like me with the Academy Awards. Yes. She knew her category. She knew who everybody was. But terrible performance. Absolutely
atrocious.
God awful.
What did she sing?
Who knows?
I didn't.
I am never ever listening to this song again.
We're never getting back together. Who fucking cares?
Elton John and Ed Sheeran performed something, and it just proved that the gingers really should stay away. Fun performed.
Whoa!
They are really good live. This was not their song, and then the plumbing broke at the Staples Center, and they tried to drown them.
I don't understand. I think it was on purpose.
I really think it was. Oh, that was weird, though, the shower thing.
Dierks Bentley, who seems to be attractive and sings really low, and Miranda Lambert sang a song that I thought was good but would never buy. Miguel was a delightful singer, and then some guy with no shirt stood up named Wiz. And said, like 4 times into a microphone.
That's exactly right. He was very supportive, but he did nothing. He was like,
He was very supportive.
He was like, okay, let's hear for the Tourette syndrome.
Let me just say there are no African-American people on the cast of this show, and maybe that's why we don't understand it. Okay, great.
No, I don't think you really
said that. In the chat room, please.
Because
we're axing you.
Yeah. Monkey. And there we go.
We're axing you.
There goes our image award.
Boom!
Mumford and Sons.
Which I don't get.
No.
I didn't get them. He loves them.
Yeah, the Mumford and Sons?
Yeah. Oh, phenomenal.
So much energy into that.
Can we all talk at once?
Enjoy them on the radio? On live? I was like, what? I don't
know. I think they're so much better live. Yeah. All that energy and...
Jam bands.
Uh-huh. And I had never heard them speak, and I was suspicious that they were British or Irish. I thought there might be something going on there, and then when I heard them speak, and they were, and their thank you to Adele was hysterical, because they got shut out of every category, so they had to bleep the whole thing.
Yeah.
They really did bleep.
Justin Timberlake.
Diane, she needs to go away.
Talking about Taylor Swift.
Cannot stand
No, I understand that, and I get that.
Like,
yeah.
The minute you mentioned her, I thought of her
But I'm with my mom on that topic.
Yeah, she should not perform. She sings so flat, it's painful.
But I 100% agree with what Al said. She's a fantastic front of the audience. She danced. She knows every song.
She knew every word to every song.
And the reason she knows all those songs is because she realizes they're all going to beat her ass. All those songs.
Eventually.
Well, no, she likes music.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. She's a pop. She's a genuine music fan. But that girl makes Cheryl close. Chloro sound like she's on key. I mean, that is tough to do.
Okay, we are going to have to come back in just a minute.
All right, well, we'll get to the second half.
Oh, there's a lot coming up, I'm sure. Jason Carlton is in studio with us. He's going to make our first official Fat Tuesday drink. We're going to have blended, what do they call, hurricanes, which I think is appropriate because, can we just call him Katrina or is that too soon? Can we call him Whitney Houston or is that too soon?
Too dead.
By the way, Whitney Houston's been dead a year ago. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. Still dead.
Because that was the big news before I got hit by a Honda Odyssey.
No, that was. Right. And she's been sober 12 months.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. She got her chip today.
Heavenly chip.
It's Q Talk America. It's the show on a Tuesday night. We're coming up with hour two, the drinking game. So much more coming up. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
They should never let us babysit the asylum. We have an in-studio bartender. My roommate and our longtime friend Jason Carlton has agreed to come in on this. He actually has to go to work at Charlie's.
Oh, no.
He goes to work at Charlie's in just a little while.
That's what we needed, a facilitator. We weren't drinking enough. Now somebody's bringing it to us. Yeah. Yes.
This is what we need.
But today, when he woke up and came out of this room, I was sitting at the computer and we started talking about Fat Tuesday and I'm like, well, what drinks should we make? And he's like, well, would you like me just to come to the studio and make drinks? I'm like, well, fuck yeah. Why wouldn't we do that?
What's taking you so long?
So he put a shopping list together and went to the store and got all the accoutrements
that's French?
I did that for the French people.
Like
yeah, so anyway, he's bringing all, look at that, he's got juices.
Yes.
The crushed ice.
This is well
like, literally
played,
my
sir.
Favorite
oh,
night.
Well I would like played. Just a splash yes. of pineapple in my drink so I can feel
like
tropical.
So you can feel tropical.
Yeah, I'm happy about this.
I don't know if they even have any operational vehicles. We'll
no.
find out about
Either
that.
Either way, I'll just call mom.
So Jason went to, where did you... You went to
Total Wine.
Total Wine.
Yes. God bless it. If
he
you live in the Phoenix
Total
area,
Wine.
Total Wine.
He went to Total Wine, and we were looking
Camelback
for. 16. We were looking. We found out that hurricane glasses. Marnie has a stockpile, so for next year, that's what we'll do.
We're set.
So Jason is going to make hurricanes in our blender, the $12 blender that we bought, which I fucking love that. It's fantastic. So before we go back,
we don't need to pitch in for that though, right?
No,
okay,
no. We
good.
Took it out.
I forgot to ask
a really good question.
And, you know,
on budget.
That's a really good question.
Nope, haven't thought of that.
So mm-mm. Before he blends this up, let's get our drinking disclaimer played so that we are legal, so that nobody sues us.
And now a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Our drinking word will be Pope/Nazi. However he'd like to self-identify.
However
he's self-identified.
No, you called
last... Wait, what's the date today? What do we got left with the Nazi?
We got the countdown.
15
I wonder
days.
If they have a Pope countdown.
16 days.
I'm going to try to find a clock.
Is that
the Pope countdown.
That's fun.
What day of the week is the 28th?
The demise of the clock.
Can we bid him adieu live on the air?
No.
A Nazi Jew?
No, the 28th. Oh. The 28th is on a Thursday, but we will have 2 weeks of video, which I haven't even talked about. We'll talk about that.
No, it's not how I'm ending the entertainment section with the world's most famous drag queen retiring.
Well, then get. Oh, hang on. I want to play this again. Stand by. We have to do this again just because it's more. It's much more fun.
Oh,
so I have a question though.
Yeah,
we have a question from the chat room, Tyler. Wants to know about Justin Timberlake's performance. You just were moving
well,
on
yeah,
to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Okay.
I was
good.
Cut off.
Well done.
Well done. Well remembered, and we are on Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z, Suit and Tie, Pusher, Love Girl. Everything about this I thought was fantastic. The black and white, Jay-Z getting up from his front row seat, setting down the Hennessy to come up, do
did
a little part of this up.
He
literally
was
had a Hennessy.
I love it.
I don't know if it was Hennessy. I'm just playing the odds, people. Again, our image award is pretty much gone.
Why don't you just
thanks to Marty.
Accent, sure.
So,
by the way,
because
you said X earlier.
I know.
But we were talking about the mispronunciation of another
fuck
word.
Fuck,
well, so whatevs.
Whatevs. I know. But that's
what
a big thing. She's dead. But anyway, Justin Timberlake was good. And then the last song, which I guess is his new hit, Pusher, Love Girl. Really good, and that falsetto is spot on. That voice talented and tall.
I heard lots of people mad dogging him, or like I saw a lot of people mad dogging Justin Timberlake.
Well, that first song has not been a big
suit or what was
suit
it?
And tie.
Suit and tie.
It's kind of not been the greatest career move for him. A lot of people just haven't liked that song.
I missed it. I
but
missed like half the whole show.
They did it like Bruno Mars did last year with the black and white, kind of like
I saw that. Okay, I saw
kind of
TLN.
An homage to Ed Sullivan and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was Maroon 5 and Alicia Keys doing Daylight Girl on Fire. These songs had nothing to do with each other, and Alicia Keys didn't really even show up for the first part of the song. She looked good, he looked good, they sang good, but it just made no sense. Like, she just pounded on a drum.
Can I applaud you for a second while we blend our Mardi Gras drinks? Can we do this?
Nope, blender alert.
Jason is going to take it away. Ooh, we're blending drinks.
I love it.
It's Tuesday at Food Talk America. Jason is making hurricanes in our blender.
Is there a funeral? Because usually that's what these noises accompany.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a funeral.
Well,
after this
after
break,
well, no, that's what they do at the funerals. The jazz band follows the funerals through the streets of New Orleans.
Well, no, nobody's dying.
And then somebody's got a blender. I mean, it's New Orleans. Again, I'm just playing the odds.
Playing the
Let's
odds.
Let's just call it what it is. Nollins.
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 Jason is also
Nola.
I
like Nola too.
Nola.
I would be willing to name a child or a pet if any of those misfortunes ever fell upon me.
Well, speaking of entertainment news, do you know Britney Spears owned a restaurant in New Orleans called Nola?
Oh, did she?
Oh,
really?
Oh. A little bit.
Listen
of information.
To that, Jason. Contribute. Not to put him in the credit.
Bitch stole my idea. Okay, now I hate to say this because I really don't enjoy her, but Rihanna owned the night. Stay where she did. Some guy sang backup for her. Amazing performance. I didn't know she could sing that well.
I hate that bitch.
I do too, but I mean, she made news without somebody punching her in the throat, so I thought that was pretty good.
And that one dress was phenomenal.
Black Keys, Dr. John, and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band did Lonely Boy. I thought it was nice.
I like it.
I did too, but I think it's nice that Dr. John came back from the dead to appear in a headdress.
He was dead on stage.
Yeah, he died a long time ago.
Wow,
Kelly
you see?
Clarkson,
no,
Tennessee
what?
Waltz, and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. This bitch can sing. Like,
yes,
it's just
can.
Time to give it up. She can sing.
She can. She's
was,
a full-figured girl who's got lungs.
The
She's
best,
fantastic.
Best part of the night, though, Bob Marley tribute.
Oh my god, I agree.
That was fantastic. Not just because Bruno Mars was doing it, but...
Bruno Mars hit it out of the park. Sting came out and still has it.
I love Sting. I liked when Ziggy came by. Yeah. Now he was, like, so excited.
And then I feel really bad for Ziggy's brother, Damien, or his son, because no one ever knows who he is.
Yeah.
And then Rihanna, again, came out and was fantastic. I mean, I really got to give it to her. That was two great performances. Again... And the abusive boyfriend was in the audience.
And they kept, like, cutting to him.
Yeah
they did. And I wondered...
Yeah, because you got to find out where he is. You want to know where he is at all times.
Yeah,
you find somebody.
There's a lot going on here.
Because, you know, he just recently attacked Frank Ocean. And he didn't give a standing ovation. Lumineers were good. And then Jack White, it turns out he has two different bands and a solo artist.
The Stripes?
And his, no, neither one of them are the Stripes. So he has three different bands.
Oh, because they disbanded, right?
And then a solo act.
A while ago, that's right.
That was pretty good. Carrie Underwood.
Actually pretty good. I like.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah,
he's very good.
He's good.
And he's really good in a movie called Cold Mountain, with Nicole Kidman and Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a surprising talent.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
Looks like a
degenerate. He's one of the boys that hides up in the mountains.
Didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah, and he plays the guitar in that and sings. He's really good. Carrie Underwood did something in a dress that no one can explain to me.
Did you see that dress?
I did. I saw all that because I probably watched
weird.
Last
Hour. Yeah. I didn't realize. So you saw one award go out. So Levon
Helm.
Right,
it felt like that.
The Levon Helm trim tribute was very good, and Elton John got to redeem himself. Everybody in that was good. Alabama Shakes, the middle-aged women.
Mavis Staples.
Dressed for some prom that no one's going to.
Right?
They're hysterical.
But I was into
the,
like,
no, she's good.
Is it her? Is it a band?
It's a band called the Alabama Shakes.
Oh, okay.
They're really fun.
Yeah,
really
she
fun.
Was fantastic.
I liked her.
Yeah, Frank Ocean's song was terrible.
So were the legs moving.
Everything about it. Nothing worked.
Nothing worked.
No.
And then we just turned off LL Cool J, we didn't get what's going on.
That's true, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
The BAFTA Awards went on, and the BAFTA Awards don't have a lot to do with the Academy because no one really knows who the voters are, and I always best. Well, first time I watched it, I didn't catch who votes,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't do any research. But Argo won Best Picture, Best Director, Daniel Day-Lewis won. Everybody was the same winners as we've been seeing, except for Emmanuelle Riva for a more, actually won Best Actress. And then for the, I guess we'll do two bits of news.
Sure.
The Walking Dead came back on Sunday with the highest ratings in AMC history, and it pretty much beat in the most important 18 to 49 graphic. It beat every, and I just went down, so now I can't find the article. It beat all of the big shows on every network, like Modern Family. It had one of the biggest...
Sorry, that just scared the shit out of me.
Here.
With the whistle.
Here.
When she whistled, I didn't know what it was.
I'm going to have to pause you for just a second. Can we take a picture right quick?
Yeah.
Katie, would you go over there with your... I need you with your hurricane.
Gladly.
For those of you listening, I want an in-studio picture of Marnie and Katie and Jason and Al. We're going
to
take a picture.
It's not unusual for me to have a lot of beverages in front of me.
Well, you can take the headphones off.
All right, well, since this is radio show, we're going to keep talking. So The Walking Dead had a 12.3 million viewers.
Here we go!
All right, so let's smile and do
take
this. When you listen back and we don't say anything, it's really strange.
I know. I edit that out.
And you do not. And then,
you pretend to.
Because you forget that I listen back. Okay, and then for my last thing on the Academy Awards, and this is for Buddy Early, because he put a blog up about, about Oscar stuff, and one of his things about children being nominated.
Yep.
The little girl from Southern Wild, even though she is the lead of that movie, it's still a little kid running around screaming.
Right.
And whatever you think of her performance. So on the short list of people that might have been nominated for Oscars was Rachel Weisz, or Weisz, I don't know how she pronounces it, from a movie called The Deep Blue Sea, which I watched last night. Now, this is not a movie that's going to get you excited, and it's not an action movie. It's a remake of a 55 movie about a woman in post-war England. And it is... one of the greatest acting performances I have ever seen, at least of the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And just amazing that they chose that little girl in that movie over what is probably an acting, like, could honestly be a teaching moment for people that want to be actors.
Okay.
So if you have a chance and you're into that kind of movie, The Deep Blue Sea is truly... one of the greatest performances I have ever seen. So for her to not make the list. And now to just get the rumors out of the way, I may or may not have had a kid.
The
Beast of the Southern Wild.
No. I read his blog about that last year when Buddy was still on the show with us.
I was still getting paid.
Seriously,
sure.
We need to discuss that. But because I'm a little bitter. But
no.
The kid piece. Extremely loud
and incredibly close. And now for a child
wasn't
to make
the kid, you guys were
the
really
kid is
going
the star
off.
Of that movie.
Yeah.
And now that was an acting performance. Like
okay.
that is more acting than. And this little girl is phenomenal, but it's a lot of special effects. She's not really. There's no reaction to anything. She's just
running around, getting crazy.
No, and I get
and,
it, but
and,
I mean,
the
would
movie,
that be something where he's
right,
putting
and that's,
that all in the same category?
No, and but that's what I said to him. Like Jodie Foster in Taxi Driver is
right.
probably or. Anna Paquin in The Piano.
Thank you.
The
and
movie
was,
The Piano cannot exist
Tate?
Without her. Little Man Tate, that's another great child. There are great child performances,
sure.
But in this case, to
Good
knock
one.
Rachel
yeah.
Weisz off the list
sure.
for this little girl is really just
people voting with the wrong parts of their body, and I don't understand what part they're using.
Okay.
But it was amazing. But even this year, The Impossible, Naomi Watts is really a supporting actress to
the boys.
Tom Holland as the little boy. The little boy is
that's
the star
that,
of that movie.
One.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that.
And now, I may or may not have had something to do with the Pope retiring. There are rumors afoot. I can neither confirm nor deny. But you gotta wonder what's bigger than raping children that's gonna make this man leave the post for the first time in 598 years.
Right?
They don't even know what to call him.
No.
Right.
Except an asshat.
You mean like
old guy.
Former pope.
Right, like dowager and empress. Like
papal remover.
Papal. Right. Like there's the queen mother. Like seriously, like there's
papal
all the...
Est.
They don't, they actually do not know. No one's ever written down because it's only happened once.
In like 14 something.
No, right,
literally
700 years.
Literally,
yeah.
No, it was 590, it was 11, whatever it was. It was like, whatever the math is, 1411.
We all
have
smartphones, we can do math.
Yeah, I mean, so they don't know what to call him, and then he goes to the Pope's summer house for a while, and then they're going to keep him, or they can see him, in the monastery that is within the, within Vatican City.
Well, now, wasn't it... The latter pope, wasn't it like, didn't he sit there with like Parkinson's and
no, but they do
medicine?
Because you're the pope.
He,
you're the pope
until you
you're
die.
The pope until
he
you
couldn't
die.
Fucking function.
Right, but that's the
what
point.
I understood.
No, he couldn't. But
right.
That's the
and
whole
so now
point.
This guy's
because
like,
you're infallible.
Well, I'm old.
The church is infallible.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get your
yeah.
strength from God.
I
you are
totally.
The living.
God of
you are. What is it? What
God's
are you?
Like, fuck off.
The rock of the church. Dan Brown, readers, help me out here.
The rock of.
No, it's the
rock.
But it's the Peter is the rock of the church.
Freedom
or
Rock?
Because isn't Peter...
Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock, oh.
Isn't Peter the first pope?
Peter,
what?
Yeah, yeah. Because it would... Yes.
Do
and he's the rock of the church. He's like the rock
before,
of the church. Yeah, I know. I don't fucking know. But, I mean, this is big news. And people are saying, is it because of a scandal that's coming and he wants to be...
Out of there.
Oh, sure.
Sure. Cloistered, is that the word that they use for them?
Ooh. Sounds like it.
That sounds sexual. Like the prickiest pope, though, I think. I mean, I think that this the pope is prickier
pope.
Than the last pope.
I think
and
they're all rather.
I mean, they come and go.
Just like, hey, guys, I have a question.
I'm paying a little more
attention
now.
Right? Yeah.
It's a really big deal for me, and I've asked many many friends of mine that are Catholic. Okay. This whole if you believe in the Bible and or if you've just read the stuff, whether you believe it or not, there's that whole pesky first commandment: "Thou shalt have no other gods before me."
Right, okay. Right.
Now, doesn't the Catholic Church throw that right out the fucking window? This whole, like sit down and, like, kiss my ring. Kiss my ass. Kiss my
well,
ring.
The,
what
boom,
the fuck
the
is
big,
that? Right?
Barney. The big,
you know
the
what
big
I mean?
Thing about that.
And what's the heavy hat? Like,
yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't get the drag. I do not get the drag act. And I don't know
either.
RuPaul's drag show, so I don't know what he's doing.
People.
I don't know what he's going for.
I don't get it.
Clearly, he lost the sing for your life.
But seriously, there are all these, you know, the genuflecting to Christ. Okay, I get that. But the idea
because he's all
like,
in one. That's your all
right,
in one.
Right.
Yeah.
But all of these other help me.
Well, that's
saints.
That's the whole
you
point. That's the whole point of the Reformation. The whole Reformation of Henry VIII. And the last time this happened was 100 years before the reign of Henry VIII. Like, if that puts it in perspective of how long ago this was. Henry VIII wasn't even, like, sperm yet.
That's not the one that we found under the parking lot, is it?
No, that's Richard III.
Just checking. I don't keep up.
No, but so that's the whole point of the Reformation and Protestantism is that there is only, like, Virgin Mary is not Saint Mary. She's not
right.
To be revered. She's just the mother of
right.
Jesus. So that's the whole point. They don't like the Virgin Mary being, like, our lady. All the churches named Notre
right.
Dame means our lady,
okay.
our friend in France.
So
all churches are called Notre Dame of whatever city you're in. I didn't either, and I was
yeah.
like, so this is Notre Dame too? He's like, it means our lady. Every fucking church is called our lady.
That's really
my tour guide was really sick of me by that question.
So the Hunchback of Our Lady.
The Hunchback, well, Notre Dame, because it's...
Our lady's hunchback.
Okay.
That bitch has a hunchback.
Let me help you out. As someone pointed this out to me, it should be called the Hunchback of Notre Dame de Paris because it's Notre Dame de Paris, and then there's Notre Dame de Reims. You put the
Paris
city.
Paris's ladies.
Our Lady of Paris, Our Lady of Reims, like Our Lady of whatever city the church is in.
Okay.
It's Notre Dame de. That city.
Yeah, it's duh.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but you know what I'm saying? So,
no, sure.
It should
okay.
be the full title. That's what they should tell you what city that church is in.
Okay.
But Notre Dame is
so smart.
I just happened to have been to France a couple times.
You like champagne? That's
yeah.
Why.
That's
so
exactly right.
I went to the Moulin Rouge and a big sex club called the Sexodrome.
Why is there another also, sex story?
Because this goes back to Nolan.
Many,
so Molly, this is the part where she's not. Well, I guess she is a Kennedy here too.
How many sex stories? Are
Is there a dead girlfriend under a bridge anywhere?
Somewhere. Chappaquiddick,
She should not take all that history back from my... I got a pretty new scarf. But nothing up here.
No. Pretty new scarf.
You're pretty.
All right,
I was really pretty.
Well, free to rock. We'll turn the thanks, Molly.
And that's entertainment.
Oh.
Wait. Harrison, I was just...
Oh, for Harrison's out.
Oh, no, but she's talking about... My entertainment segment went wrong. I can't do my entertainment...
Peter was.
Yeah.
Peter was, St. Peter, the first pope. He was one of the 12 apostles, etc.
Yeah. And Harrison, I'm sorry, I just cannot... I can't do the entertainment section because it's all on the chat room. I have to erase the chat room for it. But I like that Obama suggested the next generation of the world's children should grow up in an AIDS-free world. That's pretty big.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Is that the end of our entertainment segment?
Yes, that's entertainment.
Not sports.
No, entertainment.
Oh, but speaking of Paris, if I may.
France is still online.
We're still on the Nazi Pope drink.
Sure.
Judge.
I forgot that was our drinking word.
France passed gay marriage.
Oh,
after a couple weeks ago, there was not all the way. I think they're in the first House of Parliament or whatever, however they vote.
They are today.
The first part passed today. The underhouse, I don't know how they call what they call theirs. But remember, there was a big protest down the Champs-Élysées a couple of weeks ago. That's European. Yeah. By the Arc de Triomphe.
Rue de la Mort.
Yeah.
Okay. Not German.
Just trying to say a word.
Okay, kidding. But anyway, there was a big protest by all their Christian nutcases a couple weeks ago, and it got us nowhere. And that's what the noise sounded like for the Christian nutcases.
Wow. Yeah.
Happens.
That was scary.
What was?
So now we have it in Britain's halfway through, France is halfway through. We're at like 8 or 9 states. Yeah. Illinois and then Colorado yesterday passed civil unions. Mm-hmm. And it's expected to hit the state Senate is Democratic and the governor's already said he would sign it. So civil use, and I guess they're civil unions, if I read it correctly.
Last day.
You play me a wind chime.
It's called pixie dust, actually, but anyway.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, sell it.
We prefer hobgoblin. But I get, from what I understand, the Colorado civil unions get you all of the perks of marriage. Like, there is no difference. They just decided not to call it marriage. It kind of sounded like they brought everything back and are calling all marriages civil unions.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Which I thought they should have done. Make marriages something for the church and make civil unions what you do for the state to get your tax breaks.
But that's what a lot of people have, I don't know how many, but people have trouble with, is that, well, why should we be considered, again, still second-class citizens?
Yeah,
why can't we call marriage, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no,
and
yeah.
I'm personally not. Call it, I mean, and so that would just be a difference of opinion. Call it a civil union. Call it.
And I like it.
I think I agree with what you're saying because I'm like, if you don't have anything to do with the church, who gives a goddamn?
Right. If you want to get married in the church and you want it to be recognized,
and spend all that money to buy a dress for a man who's
you can do that anywhere you want to. The wedding can be held. Marnie can be your facilitator. What's the word?
Well, she's
going to be a wedding planner.
She can be your Pope Nazi.
No.
I'm sorry, I thought that's what you said.
Sure.
She can be your beach located Pope Nazi and get it done.
It's Fat Tuesday.
But
I'm a beach whale. Fuck off, Al.
Fuck off. But you know what I mean? So I think if you want to do it in a church with an actual clergy member and call it a marriage, and everybody else has to call it a civil union, whether you're straight, gay, or marrying horses, as the one fucker on TV said the other day that was next. I'm like, really? You're still on that argument?
Yeah, that's
a
dumb
weird. So, I mean, I think that's a fair
horse
trade.
Yet that complies. I've never. You ask.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Why?
Well,
actually,
of course. Sometimes that pops into my head. That's a fun song.
John Elway does. One. Well, he has a lot of teeth. If you ever pay attention.
What the fuck is
John
that?
John Elway.
I don't know.
Is that a
horse?
Oh, yeah, he does a little bit. Somehow,
yeah. He's going to football.
He has a lot of teeth. Yeah, there's a football.
Football reference.
Sports.
Yeah.
There you have it.
No, my mom is at home right now wondering why I know who John Elway is.
I don't see.
Just I so thought you were talking about John Denver.
Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, no.
Are you ready? Rocky Mountain not quite high
not
enough.
Quite high.
I told you.
That's
Jesus.
The Nazi.
God damn it.
No, but, you know, Katie, too, and I totally get the idea that people want to get married in the church, and they, you know, want that whole...
Then you just have to find a church that wants to play along. And
absolutely.
That was
and
our topic
are.
Last week, is, like, the bakery. Somebody found the one intolerant bakery in Portland. And then,
yeah.
Right.
And, no. Me too, and fuck that place.
That takes a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, in Portland.
I know. Right. Lesbian Bongo Central. I mean, I am sorry.
You can't buy a Subaru there to save your ass either.
No, because they're all sold out. There's not a Subaru or a moccasin left in
fucking town.
American stock.
Winner.
But my
dinner.
My plan was like, let those people be ignorant. Let the Nazi Pope do his business. Just go find someone accepting and have them marry you. Like, why do you want to force someone who doesn't like you to, like...
And
it's kind of like being on a reality show. It's like, I want to be on a reality show with the Kardashians, but I can't stand them. No.
Right.
Go have your own fucking reality show. And
but didn't
no, but you know what
agree?
I'm saying? Like, why do you want... No, but I'm just pointing this out to her. That means she misses...
I'm just saying...
I wanted to yell at Katie for a second.
For the love of Christ! Give it to me, Aaron. Tell me what you think.
Nazi.
No, but I'm just saying, we all agreed with, good for them for coming forward and saying, we don't want to do this.
Yeah, so now we all have them on their list and...
Right.
And
now, aside from this being the second week, we're never going to talk about them again.
No.
We're not going to give them that.
But we've already forgotten their names.
Correct. There's no name associated with it, but we're just never going to give them the satisfaction of talking about them.
Right. And then
by name.
And now the other thing that came up this week is the Boy Scouts postponed till May.
Oh yeah.
They won't be able to decide about gays till May.
They need to think about it.
Oh, so
again,
a little
peaches
bit more.
And herb. A bit longer.
Yeah. In the third hour, I want to read the Onion story about the Pope. But
you're
if I may,
to
I want to close out the show with reading the Onion's article. But go to the Onion and read the thing about the doomed bunny that is given
I've
to the 8-year-old boy.
Is hysterical.
You have to go to the Onion. Wait. It's in the headline page.
I'm going now.
Oh, go now. Read it and laugh your fucking ass off at this.
Oh,
the Onion is genius if you don't know about it.
Going on.
All right, I'm done.
You're never done.
I know
fuck
I'm
you. It's a 3-hour show and you film most of it.
I'm going to pretend I'm done.
It's 8:26. It is a Tuesday. You're in the studio with the show. I'm with Marnie, Katie, Al, myself. I'm Clayton McKee. And Jason Carlton is our bartender. He's done a goddamn good job.
Can we
do another blender full of these? I'm sure we can.
Yeah.
Now, I have to tell you, Jason.
Delicious.
Jason is jumping between jobs. He came from one job to come and do this, and he's got to go to work at Charlie's this evening. So he's actually just here on a limited basis with us. So if you've got any bar questions you'd like to ask, if you got Marty's going to tip him.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm a great tipper.
That is
good
oh, I have a dollar.
You're just helping the stereotype that lesbians don't tip.
No, that's Katie June.
Here's a dollar.
Because Katie's going to Disneyland with a child who doesn't give a shit about it. That's why.
She spent $500 at fucking Disneyland.
It's crazy.
So you can't have any.
That's
so
my
so
favorite joke. What's the difference between lesbians and canoes? Canoes tip.
Jason, I will tell you that...
Nothing makes me more angry than
Kelly
that.
Would agree.
So
I could give a shit. Kelly is...
God, that drives... Yeah, but the thing is that I've seen the bitches that don't. They're like, keep the quarter.
Oh, it's
fuck
true.
You.
No.
Oh,
no, no, that's when you were like, oh, no, you need more than I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that, oh, yeah.
And
that,
that's what the issue is,
oh,
is the lesbians somehow manage to avoid the service industry.
Totally.
Yeah. And I don't know what they do right, but they do that.
I will tell you, Jason, when we got to the studio and he knew you were coming in, he's like, well, what's he coming in? Make and I said, what's all this? And he goes, 151. I did tell her how to make. he's like, I trained her well. It's 8:27. We'll be back with more of whatever the fuck we're talking about right here. And who the fuck are you? I'm Q Talk America.
Are you ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break.
We are here live in studio on this Tuesday night. It's 8:29. It's a Fat Tuesday. You're in the studio with Q-Talk, America's The Show, with Katie, Marnie, Al, and myself. In addition, our in-studio bartender, Jason Carlton, who's mixing up another batch of hurricanes. Is that what you're making, Jace?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He's good at this.
He is. That's why. Maybe we should figure out.
Maybe you should do this for a living.
Like he has in his entire.
Yeah. 18 years and counting.
18 years as a bartender. And the funny thing is, when he went to the store today to buy all this shit, I'm like, what do you need that for? And he was like, well, because Al taught me how to make these. That's why there's a lot of fucking liquor in these hurricanes.
And they're good. I feel like they're going to be creepers. Like, I'm drinking it right now like a normal person.
It's going to be like a sneaker sledgehammer.
Yeah. Oh, a sledgehammer.
Yeah, when it does hit you, it ain't going to be pretty.
Uh-oh.
I have a question for Tyler. He said something earlier. Al, all I could think of when Alicia Keys was singing was Williams' Boy is a Bottom. I don't get that reference.
Okay, I'll have to play the video after we get off the air. Willem from...
Will I Am?
No. It's a drag queen who's on RuPaul's Drag Race. They took the song. Never mind.
Oh, this girl is on fire. Willem is a bottom.
No, that boy is a bottom.
Oh, the three girls.
They have other videos, though. They're very funny. They did Chick-fil-A. Their videos are very funny.
Their videos are very funny.
Yeah,
they're very funny. And they really sing. Like, they're very good.
Vicky Box was, I met her at Charlie's a couple months ago.
Yes.
And Detox, who's in the video, is currently on this season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I love drag queens. Like, I am in
shocker.
Drag queens.
A lesbian that likes drag queens.
Stop. And I love that show. I'm just obsessed. I can't wait for it every week.
Why don't you show up at Apollo's and watch with me?
I'm a big talker. I ask questions. I point out things. I want to I need to come. But I don't, I have so many commitments, like, every night that my Mondays and my Fridays are sacred for my family.
My problem with the show is the high def, I think, kind of spoils, they just look like clowns. Like, the high def really, I haven't watched it in, like, 2 seasons, but the last time I watched it on a high def TV, your makeup is not appropriate for high def.
You've got nothing else to do on Monday. Come join me.
Okay, how about in 2 weeks? Let's go. Because this next Monday I have a meeting.
Okay.
And I had a meeting this Monday, but how about in 2 Mondays? Yes.
Yeah. For those of you who don't understand what we're talking about, every Monday night right here in Phoenix.
We'll exchange numbers.
I host the RuPaul's Drag Race viewing party starting at 8 o'clock Phoenix time at Apollo's, immediately followed by Untucked, and then we go into a little naughty
Which
nice
I
bingo.
Love Untucked.
Oh, I love Untucked because they all just
Why
go fucking nuts.
They're just like bitches.
She's still here.
Thank God, because I was like, wait a minute, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Okay, now I feel better.
She just said she was afraid she was bringing the chat room down. So can we have an update from somebody here that wants to Google it or somebody
what?
At home?
What
like, what's going on in Big Bear? Did they find the body?
Yeah, actually, there's a charred body that was found.
Now, is this like in Dexter? They found the charred body? They're not sure if it's Joe.
Well, they said that it could take weeks.
He
is so good.
He's
from
so
what
crafty.
I understand, he is crafty and he knows all of the he probably has somebody's body he killed.
So, and he did really want to take out revenge on
everybody.
Like he said, and all it takes.
But all he wanted was cops. Like they said, he popped that. They were speculating that he missed the fish and wildlife people, big game wildlife people that he shot at today. That he missed everybody but cops.
Yeah.
When he was shooting, he only hit the target
for
the cops.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wow.
He's there.
That the couple that he kidnapped for 3 days and sold the truck, no harm to them.
Yeah, like he doesn't
And it wasn't
shit
like a Patty Hearst thing. It wasn't like Stockholm
But he did
syndrome.
Say he was going to get their families too, right?
Well, but the fish and wildlife people clearly
not,
didn't have any.
I'm looking at CNN right now on my phone. It says sources say that the body in the burn cabin believed to be Dorner's body. No,
right, but it's just like jokes on Dexter.
We don't know. But
I don't trust that son of a bitch.
Is it wrong that the first thing I thought of because he's a 6 foot tall, 270-pound man.
He was not small.
It's LL Cool J. Did you see that?
It was not LL Cool J.
I almost said 270-pound
brother.
I thought
everybody that's burned.
I thought maybe that was like the mom from who
right?
See,
no.
I don't fucking do that.
Again, there
right?
goes our image awards.
For me, it was the mom in Gilbert Grape. And she burned in the house.
Yeah,
oh, that was
fair. That's fair.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, Gilbert Grape's mom's a big boy.
He's not tiny.
No.
But he's also scary and brilliant. And it goes back to that whole gun control bullshit, and we talked about it last week. The idea that put a gun in anybody's hand and know we're safer. You know, this guy.
And here's a guy that's well trained in everything, and he's such
absolutely
a good shot
that
he knows
that,
when to hit and when to miss.
Right. You probably talked about the last week about the sniper.
Right,
yes.
The sniper. Yeah, right.
Put a gun in his
hand.
Yeah.
If only he'd been a gun owner, he might have been able to save himself. Mm-hmm. So, our friend, a friend of some of ours, I'm not sure who all knows him, Miguel Marquez was live on the scene with the spokesperson from San Bernardino. Miguel Marquez, CNN, just knocking it out of the park. He, first of all, he's a great reporter. I think I should say that first. But
the
he is
music behind his
so
segment makes it better.
I like it a
lot. He is so fucking hot. Like, I think the Nazi Pope would, like, retroactively rate
him. Oh!
He used to be in Phoenix.
Pope
he used
Nazi
to be on Channel 10.
Wait.
Is this the CNN guy?
Yeah, Miguel Marquez.
With the gray in his hair?
He might have a little bit of gray.
Wait, who's the black guy? The cute black guy with the little gray in his hair?
Oh,
no,
no, no. That's not him.
This is Miguel Marquez.
Oh,
I don't give a shit about him. Yeah, I don't give a shit about him.
Oh, because a hot Mexican with a job doesn't turn you on?
Not that. not him. I know a lot of Mexicans with jobs and they all don't turn me on. Not him. Who's the guy on CNN? The black. I think he's almost black guy, but he's got the gray right here.
Yeah, I don't know.
The black guy on CNN.
But Miguel Marquez.
He's not out. I didn't say he was out.
But Miguel Marquez, not out or not, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying he's a great reporter and he's really good looking and he did a good long time in Phoenix and a great guy.
Oh.
Occasionally I chat with him.
Mark Martinez is saying CNN says it is daughter.
Okay. Chris Cuomo just moved from ABC's chief correspondent.
Yeah.
What do you
think about
now
that?
He's on CNN.
Yeah.
He's going to have a daytime show.
Yeah.
I always thought he was attractive, and I want to fuck anybody in the Cuomo family. I don't
know
how. I don't care what I got to climb inside to get into that family.
Wow.
But I want to.
Maybe another person they added to
NBC News.
To
I'm in the wrong network. Standby.
Soledad Abrona.
No, she's
bumped.
Already been there. Because they, God, who else?
Yeah, it's Chris Cuomo and someone else for the morning. They're going to put them in the morning.
Did they put Ian Curry?
No.
Oh,
that
feel
would
like
be
I heard
good.
That.
That would be good.
It was somebody. It was somebody somebody for a morning show. But anyways, Chris Cuomo and Andrew Anderson Cooper. I already forgotten his name because he's so unattractive to me now. They they stood next to each other in the studio, and it was seriously Anderson Cooper's undoing. Let me see how I identified this. Anderson Cooper looks like a malnourished, blue-eyed midget next to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo's like a full foot taller. I didn't know Anderson Cooper was that short.
And he's tiny.
He's tiny.
Yeah.
And Chris Cuomo looked like a giant, masculine hunk of burnin' love.
Yeah, Chris Cuomo's better looking.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to go with better looking.
Oh, no.
Taller.
They did a side-by-side comparison.
He's
remember when Cher would do the hair commercials with the ugly fat girl to make herself look better?
That's what you
always do.
It's Miguel. It's NBC News. It's Miguel Armiguer. That's who I'm thinking of. Miguel Armiguer. NBC News.
But anyways, Miguel Marquez always wishes us luck. He's a great...
Chris Cuomo, who would go
his
on
brother
view.
Is, yeah, his father is the... Right,
right,
his father's
the
governor. Father and brother will come to New York. Yes. Yes, because he used to be ABC News chief correspondent.
He's a very cute.
And he looks
very
normal
cute.
Size next to the ladies of The View.
Yeah.
But then he said, yes,
Joy Behar is a Hulk.
No.
Yeah.
But she's my favorite thing. Like Brooke Shields hosted.
Kind of a Pope Nazi.
Either this week or last week. She's a what? Oh, Pope Nazi. She's definitely a Reformed Catholic. Mm. But Brooke Shields was on, which is always the favorite thing because they can't do stand up segments. Because Brooke Shields is so tall that whenever, if it's her and Sherry Shepherd that have to do a segment together, Brooke Shields always asks, are we in the same camera shot?
Right.
Because
right.
She's like a foot and a half
she's
taller than everybody
tall,
else.
And
she's...
Sherry Shepherd's like 4'1".
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just thought that, so I'm like, that means that Anderson Cooper, who's, seriously, I've already forgotten him. He's already dead to me. He must be like... Ready to play
he's
the
like
Hobbit.
Standing on a chair.
Yeah, was
sad. So it does say that Ann Curry has apparently begged begged NBC
to let her out
of
yeah.
her. Like we,
I thought they already did let her
a
go.
Special
no,
one.
No, she
they
went
took
to
her
a
off
special
one show.
Now she's a special.
Oh. She's still under contract, but they let her
and
off.
She wasn't
one
allowed
show.
To do the Olympics. Remember the one thing that
such
she couldn't
bullshit.
Do.
What is their deal with
because the Olympics?
I don't get it.
Well, they blamed it on Matt Lauer. There was a big contract that
everyone
hates Matt Lauer now, and I guess he went from being the most beloved person in New York to people shouting horrible things at him on the street.
Really?
And the,
people are pissed.
The president of NBC News came out and said, this is not Matt Lauer's fault. Stop yelling at him.
Crucifying this, man.
Yeah, stop criticizing.
Because everyone said that it was because they didn't have chemistry, and Matt Lauer has such influence over the show. But I think Savannah Guthrie, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but a little bit, but Savannah Guthrie is such a fluffball, just a weird...
I don't know who she is more on it.
I switched to Good Morning America now.
Because
I love
she's
Sam Champion.
I just can't get on board with Savannah Guthrie.
She's a cunt. I don't even know who she is.
I don't know. Anyway, I always go back.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, how could you...
And I've had this on my list for weeks.
Because
they drink like you do.
They're actually drunker than we are.
Right.
They were sober in January and I was bored.
Wasn't that funny?
That was kind of actually not the Saturday Night Live skit. That was more Aaron and I. Ernie, as it were.
Ernie.
In Costco. We were Kathy and Hoda. I'm darker. So I'm smarter.
Okay, so we had to bring up Barbara Walters' health issues. I think she's about to die. I think we've hit.
I think we're going to have a huge funeral here in America.
You really think so?
Yeah. First, she has valve surgery on her heart, and she's been a little stupid since.
Oh no!
Well,
she fell and got a concussion. Yeah, she's been kind of
her fucking melon, and she's bruised.
And now she's got the chicken pox as an adult,
which is
really
not good.
So two pieces of health tips for you: if you're an adult that's not had the chicken pox, catch him and get him out of the way.
Right.
Whatever you got to do.
Like right now.
Or get yourself vaccinated to the tits.
Yeah.
And then
we're getting new tits.
And then
not you, Katie. Katie's you're
good.
You're
good.
No, I'm on board actually for some new tits post baby because you don't want to see these babies outside of a bra. Or a shirt.
By the way, just to point out, no offense by any means.
I'm sure they're lovely.
I'm sure they're darling.
You don't want to see these tits out of a bra either. I just want to let you know.
That's for Kelly.
Is there one or two?
That's for Kelly.
Tits?
Yeah. Two?
Two!
Just making sure. It's been a long time.
That's for Kelly.
Gold,
and
four.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no.
Remember Stumpy? I am not Gold Star at all. Jesus.
I'm scared. I forgot about the Grudge Fuck.
The Grudge Fuck. And then against the stump. And then I gotta get this out of the way, but I'll do it later.
That's a Nazi Pope if I've ever heard it.
Nazi Pope.
Like
Woo!
Kyle,
that's
awesome.
There you have it.
Swing and a miss.
Okay, so a funny thing
they have no idea what I really put in these drinks.
That's a
thimble of urine.
Yeah.
Okay.
On.
I need some gumbo.
The Daily
does keep leaving the room.
The gumbo's good. You did a good job, Chef.
The Daily Show
had a
horrible joke about this cop in L.A., and he said it's because he's shooting innocent people off the clock.
Off the clock.
That's what makes
Did you see Harrison's comment?
Yes.
That LAPD's ex-military and a former cop. This is L.A., there's every single chance that he was falsely drummed out of the force. I think it's super easy when we see things, whether it be on CNN or, well, not Fox News, because that's all false.
He's probably a hero in there.
Right. But when you hear things on the news, tell me if I'm mistaken. We automatically jump and go, God, that's terrible. I mean, that person did what? Oh, we don't have any idea. That's that whole legal system of people are innocent until proven guilty.
And I think one of the things that we're missing with ex-military, former cop, all these things, how much PTSD are we dealing with this guy? Like, how nuts is he and how many chances did we have to get him help?
Right.
Not that, again, like I'm saying, I'm not in any way excusing his behavior, but the other side to this gun issue, since no one wants to do background checks, is the mental health issue. Here's your chance. Here's a mentally ill person that you have a chance to intervene on who clearly has problems. And what if he was kicked off the force for behavioral issues?
Sure, absolutely.
Remember the guy in Tucson
We don't know.
I honestly haven't read very much.
Are you talking about this
Dorner?
Yeah, Dorner. But if you think back, Lautner, whatever his
name
was.
Harrison, if you can put that in there, Mark, that would be great.
I didn't see Mark was on here. But what I'm saying is, like, the guy in Tucson, well, two examples. The guy in Tucson was too crazy to go to a community college.
Right.
He was not allowed in a community college, but he was legally able to buy a gun. Mm-hmm. If you're too fucking nuts for Gateway Community College, you don't need a gun.
Nope.
I don't know what their colleges are called down there. And then the guy in Alabama that we were talking about last
week.
That walked onto a school bus and shot...
Oh my god.
Shot the bus driver in front of
another terrifying to send my child to school.
To school.
Right, but here's because you're thinking of school, but then this guy is also like shooting at dogs and
patrolling his neighborhood with a gun over a speed bump, and no one intervened. Like, here's your chance to intervene, and everyone. The law enforcement, the local people, everyone just went, oh, he's crazy, but he has a gun.
Yeah, but the problem is,
and I'm sorry, but
there
is
nothing in place, and that's the issue.
Right. So here's your chance.
Yeah,
these are the things to say. Here's your chance to address mental health.
Right.
Was this someone who needed mental health issues? And this is probably going to come off as a horrible joke, but it's kind of true. No one rides a special needs bus alone. That means there was a busload of special needs kids on that bus that watched their bus driver get shot. How many lives are now...
And can't figure out for the life of them
what just happened. And who knows if you can explain it to them.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, more than likely, you cannot. Whereas...
And they're
if
all
you
so
have,
young, regardless special needs or no,
regardless,
you're all
the idea that you have children that are considered typical children... How are you going to explain this shit to them? Hello, Sandy Hook.
Right.
Are you able to explain anything to them? Probably not.
And Molly had a wonderful word for, was it psychonormal? What was her word last week?
Oh,
I like so much.
Psychonormative.
Molly, if you're still listening, give us that word.
It was a great word.
It was a great word. And the kids at Sandy Hook, you have a chance of them developing and working with them. But we were talking about this kid in the bunker. Bye, love.
Asperger.
No, he's making
good luck. Come right back.
He's making one more blender full, and then he has to go to work. So
he had Asperger's, and to what degree, no one knows. But so here's a child that you may not be able to. No one may be able to connect with him and explain to him why he was held underground for 4 days. Or does he think it was an adventure? Like what?
Well,
what
he
was
done
done
and he was laughing and laughing and everything was fine and fun. And do you keep that up? Do you talk about it? Is it something? Or is it something that is going to lay dormant for a while and then boom?
And then he's going to have access to a gun someday.
And I don't mean that
way. You're exactly right. And there's not a fucking background check because the dumbass from Sandy Hook probably had Asperger's.
You
from
know
what they've said if they've not
The mother constantly raised concerns about him.
Yes.
She was constantly raising concerns about her son from the mother of the Sandy Hook shooter.
Oh,
so
whoa.
Here's another chance. I think we're going to say...
Dormer reported he saw his fellow officers violating citizens' civil rights and was fired for lying. But this police force is notorious for these violations, so...
Yeah.
Wow.
So he might have been
neuronormative here.
Yeah. Neuronormative. Thanks, Molly.
And thanks, Harrison, so much. Wow. God.
But, you know, and that's not exclusive to L.A. Like, I just posted, we have our Rompiro, as I like to call him.
She can't remember anybody's name.
I can't remember anybody's name.
Right.
We have
corrupt. And we continue to elect someone who is so
corrupt
that, I mean, just like,
because
children are, all these children's cases, but then millions of
did you see that there was a news report that just came out about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the children that
the sex abuse cases?
There are thousands.
They interviewed
thousands.
One of the girls that was abused by her uncle, and she looked to be
developmentally disabled.
Absolutely. 5 years ago. Her
but
uncle
they didn't
was,
say
they didn't say she
no,
was special
it was
but
weird.
You could tell.
Yeah.
I agree. But 5 years ago, and
I'd
you know, her mother said
she
deserves an apology. You know, you guys deserve an apology.
But the task force is over in fucking Hawaii looking for birth certificates.
But
right, they're Obama.
That's the thing is that they don't...
But people keep electing him.
Right.
Yeah, but
it's
because
of name recognition.
It's because of the racist fucks in this state.
By the way, time out. I agree with that piece. What I'm saying is that people are too fucking stupid half the time when they go out, and they do not look into someone else. So
he's on TV
like,
all the time.
Right.
He gets national attention.
Right.
He must be
important.
He does
the
Penn
City thing.
Yeah.
Pause for just a second. Pause, please.
We're shutting up.
We have to blend
them.
I'm going to look so good when the video goes on.
I know, but that's a traditional follow the coffin
song. Just kidding.
So what Jason did, Jason has to go to work, so he blended us up another picture so we can have another picture of hurricanes. He's got to go to work, but we're all set.
Wait, But if we still have an hour and a little bit left.
Yeah, can you tell us how to make up and put that in the freezer?
The sad part is Al knows how to make these too.
Make
oh, yeah. I love that. I forgot you work at the restaurant, so I got thrown.
Well, Al taught Jason how to make these.
Right, because we're going to need mudslides after this, maybe.
Because I think mudslides are in order. I think
dessert.
I'm calling my mom, and I'm not driving
you're
anywhere.
You're the best looking guy in our studio.
You
spend a lot of time in here. Stop it. I'm teasing. By the way,
for a free drink, I'll go under any bus you need.
I would love to have you back. It'd be so nice to have you back.
Yes.
It's really
it was my
to
pleasure to be here, and I would love to come back as your resident bartender for the show.
Resident bartender!
He'll be our hour two special guest.
And then all of the other people will just be fill-ins.
Sure.
Whenever you cannot be here, then we will go.
Well, every week it'll change because his schedule changes week to week.
Well, that's
now. I'll, starting next week, I'll be using a body double. That won't be me. You see on camera
because we'll be on camera.
Oh, totally. Can we get those cutouts? You know, like I want a really, really, really thin one, not from the side.
Harrison
but from
says
the front.
Goodbye. By the way.
Oh, good night, Harrison. Thank you, darling.
I'm like, dear.
Oh, bye, Jason.
Again?
Good night, Harrison.
Love you, Harry.
My boss said today, she's like, well, you don't have to be skinny to be funny. I'm like, that's what they tell all the fat girls. Thanks.
Natalie from Facts Alive.
Like, I tell Rosie O'Donnell that.
And my poor boss, who's always just horrified by my mouth. She's like, oh, please go away.
Thank you, Dad.
There's a chaplain here.
Jason, I will put everything that needs to go in the fridge when we close
Thank
up.
Thank you.
And then we'll, I'll see you at Charlie's in a little
while.
I'll
come to Charlie's and have a drink and tip you out.
We might have to do that.
He's
on the door, which sucks.
I love door guys. I'm doing really well. Really, really. Let me bring my purse in. And
she got the STD. The STD is cured. You're in the clear.
Come back next week.
Sometime. Oh, it's time for the donuts.
We're doing donuts.
They should have been delicious.
I say this every week, but it's always like we have more food than the food shows.
I know.
More food and drinks than the food and drink shows. My God.
There's a problem.
What?
We should have eaten them right away.
Why? Are they cold?
Yes.
I'm going to get a microwave.
Care.
We're going to put a microwave in Studio A.
Hold on.
What happened?
They should have been because they're so good and fluffy when they're...
It's still sugar.
But
right. Who fucking cares?
There's chocolate.
The bike
ride's going to
be speedy.
Anyway. But goddamn, they're
good. I almost
good.
Brought the trailer tonight for some reason.
Yeah, speaking of bike wave, when are we going to go on our inaugural ride? That's kind of unrelated to anything.
Any Monday.
But the thing is, trying to coordinate shit with all of you, because we all have so much shit going. Well, Al doesn't. But we...
I just have a full-time job.
No, I know. But your Monday, Tuesdays are clear.
Yeah.
But, like, Marnie's got so
if
much
you
shit...
you tell me, I will clear it.
Okay, well, there's that.
Any Monday. Can we pick a Monday?
And by the
my
way...
My Mondays... Can
I'm
we clear,
just going to throw out... That if somebody has a special needs and or social work emergency, I'll just take the call on the bike.
But my Monday nights are screwed because of Apollo's.
Not Monday night.
But we can do Wednesday,
Monday,
Thursday.
Monday day.
We're
not going during the day.
It's a daytime event, not a nighttime event.
Hello.
So there's no drinking involved.
We're on the fucking bike. Well, there is.
Yeah,
there is for us.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. If you
I'm sorry,
to,
are you using a body double this week?
I mean...
I like to play by the rules. Though.
Mr. McKee, what? You choose not to drink, don't you?
All right, I don't know what they tasted like warm, but this chewy
it's
piece of sugary dough
is
fucking
awesome.
Delicious.
By the way, Zappoli's, New York Pizza Department,
did Joel,
NYPD Pizza, 20th Street and Camelback.
Did Joel Calderon put this together for you? Did Joel?
You know, by the way, no, but if you'd like to dream he did, God bless you. No.
I'll eat anything he serves.
But Bilderrama, what's the hottie Bilderrama?
Hmm?
Valderrama from that 70s show. What's his name?
Wilmer Valderrama.
He was
bye, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason.
He was on Suburgatory.
He's not
last week.
Oh, I like Suburgatory.
He's also coming up on Drag Race.
And I turned it. Well, he was. I mean, but he's like almost naked on Suburgatory.
I like Suburgatory.
I do too. It's funny.
I'm like into it.
But it was you walked out the door, and that's what because I'm so far behind on TV.
Oh.
That I popped in an episode and he was on and I'm like, oh, I should have told you because I knew he was on that episode and I completely forgot.
He
looked good. They put him all in white and make him take his shirt off.
Oh, he's a... There is nothing wrong
he's
with Wilmer Valderrama. I'll tell you that right fucking now. Not a goddamn thing. Except that he's not mine.
He hosted a fashion show I was at in Scottsdale a few couple months
ago. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I saw that train coming really early. I spotted him when he was a teenager, and I'm like, that boy's hot.
Yeah,
was
it
and a girl? I have a question.
Yes.
You know the no hate shoot? Remember when we did the no hate
shoot? Yeah, we did it together.
Oh,
and oddly, you and Ernie did it too.
Ernie, yes.
Ernie.
And
wow, now she's Irish.
It was kind of an accident how that happened.
Sure, it was.
But.
Uh huh. She was staging the scene, I understand.
No, I was, but
whatever.
Now, here's my deal. If that comes back to Phoenix. Can we all do that?
Sure.
Absolutely we can.
I was
busy during
that first
one.
What
that
man does with photoshopping, I want every part of.
There you have it.
But
I just
would
like to have it be the four of us.
Well, I was busy during the first shoot.
And if Buddy
Earley
can be there, that would be fine.
I had to work. That was why I was working, and I was so sad I couldn't go.
I was not aware of the photoshopping, so I didn't.
I didn't realize that Jason's still making another beverage for you. What are you...
clean.
Oh, he's cleaning
he's
out.
Cleaning.
Oh.
He's literally the best bartender ever.
Would you like some cold supplies?
It's delicious.
You should have one.
All right, kids. Somebody's got to pick a topic because the only thing I have left is please. All right, please. Sign up for donor network organ donation.
Oh, I'm already
Your driver's license may not count.
By the way, oddly.
So make sure you're on the list. Find out where you can sign up. Go online.
I'm already there.
Please do it. Please.
I have two things to that. Number one, I absolutely love that you're here. Cheers, Mr. Perkins.
Oh, thank you.
Like you.
Me or
my organs. Oh, my God. Can I also get in on that?
No,
I like you.
Yeah. I like
all drinking hurricanes
or
racing.
I think it's fabulous, and thank God.
That's all we do, Jason, and CDIA.
Bye, Jason.
Thank you,
Jason. Thank you, Hurricane Boy.
We'll see you later.
The other thing, as far as an interesting piece.
Are you talking about my Facebook post today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like
there's a body on the other side of that car.
It's an intense day in history. You
yes.
can see the body a little bit.
Yeah, there's a body on the other side.
I was
kind of
a little hard, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter in the sense that as far as...
But that body is now
a mom.
Healthy and happy and a mother.
Yes.
Yeah. And using her breasts for good.
It's the idea of yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. Now...
You got one minute.
The other piece of that is that the little known fact... It is. Hold on. I apologize.
Oh, I like how you're using that.
Organ donation is a huge thing for... not raising my glass to him, but to the ex-pope. It's a quirky thing.
John Paul? Or
no.
John... What's his name?
Benedict.
The
one who's...
Current ex.
Uncle Benny.
You gotta pull out slowly.
You do, because it'd be weird for kids. Nicely done.
I know, it would feel weird for kids.
Oh, God.
Oh. Anyway, that was one thing. That was one, if you will, no pun intended, saving grace for him. That he, I guess, is hugely into the whole idea of organ donation. And he has signed up for the whole nine yards.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm not giving him any props. Otherwise, but that I thought was really interesting, and especially to read that today.
Let me just ask you on that topic. How do you ensure that your children are also,
I think you go to donatelife.com or donate.
Yeah.
You just Google donate organs.
Do you mean like you making a decision? Say,
I know someone who recently had the very, very, very sad turn that their child died.
A child over 18 or over?
No.
Oh, well then you're in charge.
Right,
under
so infants, and they were saying that this is that their preceding child died suddenly, but the child would live on through organ donations.
17 and under.
Let's stop for a second. It's coming up on the end of hour two. Jason Carlton is locked in the complex. We're gonna let him out. We just got a text message for that. Somebody take my keys. Let's let him out somehow, somewhere. We're coming back in just a couple seconds with hour three. If you're listening right now on the rebroadcast, you can only hear hour three. If you download it, go to whatever the show number is, 0.5, you'll find it. You can listen to the rest of this. We are coming back with hour three, Thoughtful Vulgarity, and God knows whatever else we're going to do on this Fat Tuesday right here on Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q Talk Arizona.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity.
Actual knowledge is used sparingly.
The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening. What the hell did I do? I checked around. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. It's the beginning of hour 3. Thank you for joining us.
Oh,
it is the show with Clayton McKee. That is me. I'm here along with my friends Marnie Ryer, Katie June, Al Perkins. All of us in studio. Jason Carlton just left. He was our in-studio bartender for just literally a brief hour. He had to go to work, but we're still good.
He became Patty Hirsch, by the way.
Yeah, we
held him captive.
You mofos held him captive.
If nobody realizes we're in this complex, they lock us in. I hate that they do that. Sorry. It's the beginning of hour 3, and during this hour, what we do is, we add sincerity to liquor. We call it thoughtful vulgarity, and here we go. Oh my God, Fat Tuesday, really?
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Well, our question this week, since I've hogged the entire show and everyone's just left.
Okay, what am I eating?
It's fried dough made by good Italian people.
What are these things?
They're dipping sauces. From what I understand, there's chocolate and raspberry. I like fried bread so much, fried dough with sugar.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I could care less what you're doing. I just want the fried dough.
Where's my...
So my question is, because I...
Okay, sorry.
Because I've hogged so much of the show that my question is...
Weird.
What's on your list?
I know it is. What's on your list?
What are you going to talk about if you were part of the show?
Let's play pretend.
Did we get... What's his name? Jason?
What about Jason?
Did we get him out of here?
What are you talking about?
You went to the Tinkletorium.
I went to the loo.
The Tinkletorium.
The loo.
The loo. No.
Here are these for Mr. All right.
So what is this? This is raspberry. Oh, then apparently
that's
we did.
That's raspberry. The other is chocolate.
I'm hoping we got Jason out.
Either we let Marnie into the bathroom or we let Carl.
Somebody brought my keys back.
Yes. Katie June went outside and did that.
To tinkle.
Yes.
All right. So we'll start with you. What's on your list?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I brought up the email that I got in reference to my Uncle Bill dying in the tsunami. That was exciting.
How close are you with Bill?
No, we really weren't.
Well, not now, of course.
We're 8 years...
Danny is a half a globe away.
We are 8 years separated, but I think...
Is he bringing Whitney her one-year sober chip?
It could be.
I think, though...
And by the way, might not be a world away. Damn near right here.
From what I understand, if I send $500 American... I can get the rest of his fortune, whatever he had, is what
whatever's
I understand.
Left, whatever
I'm not sure.
I'm going to guess that he had like $5.99.
Yeah.
$5.99.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so I'll get like $7 back.
Right, but good for you for sending the other money. Yeah.
Good on you.
I like
good
that.
Good on you, because
I'm a
Mahatma Gandhi wanted that.
Because I care. Yeah, I don't know. Can I try this? What is this? What do you call these?
It's
Dalai Lamas?
It's a beignet and or... a Zeppeli, if you order it from NYPD.
But I'm trying it with the raspberry.
Camelback.
The raspberry sauce.
Okay, so what's on your list?
Hold on, keep going. Now, by the way, warm and fresh as they were when I first bought them, fucking delicious. But right now, you kidding me?
I can't even talk. Come on.
I know.
Sure, I close
delicious.
This way. Can we let you
know? Just a second.
Al said that... You're right, Al. These are fucking fantastic. I don't care if they're cold or not. I gotta get a microwave.
By the way... And I'm going to look into that because I may have one at home. And if I do have an extra, I'm bringing it in.
How big is your house that there may or may not be a microwave somewhere?
Well, I have a mansion. No, it might be in the pool house somewhere.
The spare microwave is chucked in the pool house. The regular is in the house. I didn't really have much on my list.
You needed to roll your eyes.
I don't have a lot on my list, but the one thing that I really noticed today was... I realize that everybody bitches about this. Jesus Christ, pick Pick one thing you're going to do. Drive, text, or talk. Pick one. Because today I was buying four different cars. The whole pole is not changing green. Just the lights are. So you can go when the goddamn light changes. Figure that out. Figure out what lane you're going to be in. There's so many things to do. I was just very annoyed by that today. Okay. Other than that, I really had nothing. I had nothing else.
Really?
I don't. Oh, the purple
girl. Oh, wow.
She just comes and goes as she pleases.
I like her.
That was like a dream.
But you know, it was Celeste. No, that was Joan Crawford. Celeste Holm passed away. You heard about that, right?
Still dead.
Who's got a list?
All right, so
I don't have a list. I am half bagged and I got fried shit.
So I talked about how much I love drag queens, and I do.
Again,
and I do.
So and I love.
And Jason got out, right?
Did you bid adieu?
He did. Or get out. Yeah. You know who's your like super favorite local drag queen?
Oh, come on.
Is that like a realistic?
Fair. Well, it's realistic.
Is
that
like
it's rude?
Is it? Don't be. It's
no.
Rude.
No. By the way, I'm just saying I'm not going to name mine.
I have a couple.
Well, exactly. See, I have one, and I have a few.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I would hurt right. anyone's feelings by saying.
No. By the way, I'm just saying like rather that a favorite.
Yeah.
No.
I have a few favorites. Okay. You know, I've always been really super partial to Claudia B because we go way back to. We go back to Camp Grimmery's. We became good friends, and I love Claudia. I think she's beautiful. As a man and a woman, I'm a big fan. And I really like.
I agree.
Why are you laughing? She's a fucking lady.
What?
But I am.
Why are you laughing?
I am completely serious. On my father's grave, I am completely serious.
But I really love Claudia.
About the fact that I agree with Katie June.
About Claudia B. Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're being totally serious.
On my father's grave will tell you that I have not. You ever want to know if I'm lying? Ever. You ever are like, I wonder if she is fibbing a little. Say, on your father's grave? Done.
Okay, so yeah. Kelly's the same way. Yeah. About her mom.
Done.
So, okay, good.
Yeah.
So, and also, I mean, I think you can't not love Barbara because I'm a big Barbara fan because I've worked with Barbara a lot. And, you know, one of the things that Barbara has taught me, which she didn't really teach me this, but I saw her do, is that we were doing an event once, and there were, like, maybe two people there. Maybe two. And it was this, like, horrible Red magazine thing, and nobody can remember Red.
Yeah, all you had to do was say horrible Red magazine.
It was a really, really, really bad event, and we had already, like, gotten her on board.
Spin the bottle, pick an event.
It was literally so bad that I called, like, some straight friends that I hadn't spoken to in, like, maybe 6 years, who I knew from Facebook were down the street.
Oh, okay.
Literally. And I called this girl out of, like, sheer desperation. I was like, please, God, bring you and your 10 friends to this event. And so the event ended up having 12 people. This girl and her 10 friends and, like, the one other person that was there. And Barbara came out and gave the fucking performance of a lifetime.
Yeah, I can believe that.
To these 10, 12 people, same as if there would have been 120 people, and didn't rag on me or Gary, was just like so, just said, oh, well, this is it.
Yeah.
And if these 12 people are here, these 12 people are getting a show. And I've like moved through that was so many years ago, and I've moved through my life with that. Remembering that like it's not.
She hosts so many empty events. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No. You know what? And
fuck you and the Pope that you wrote in on. Drink. No, I'm just saying Barbara's just that.
She's just
professional.
I've always said that in regards to Barbara, that Barbara is the one queen that I know could ad-lib her way out of a wet paper bag. No matter what you throw at her, Barbara can make magic.
Well, and she gave these 12 people, it was like she gave them a fucking show.
Yeah.
And they, these, like, 10 people, literally, that I dragged there, please, please, please come to this event.
Right.
And they came and they were like, oh my God, we had so much fun. Thank you for inviting us. That
absolutely.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I
wanted to ask you all your favorites. It had nothing to do necessarily with what I was talking about. It did a little bit. But faves, special people, and special drag queens in your hearts?
If you want to go ahead, Clayton, you can go that way
or
you can go this way.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, I would say certainly Barbara.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. If we're going post-mortem, Tish Tanner is going to be at the height of my list. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a friend of ours, Miss Suzanne Targe, the largest white woman in captivity. But you remember,
right.
You remember Woody from
Woody.
From Mary's.
Yeah,
of course.
How could you not? That big black dildo.
There is.
Jumping Jesus, you still have
that,
it.
That
dildo was still there in the office.
I have it.
No, you have it now.
Yeah. I really like the fact that we're alluding the fact that I have it. Which
by the way, the shame is that I would keep that. That sounds awkward.
No longer
anyway.
Returnable.
Right. No,
Ruben from Trinity's got hit in the face with it one night. I will not get
excited. Oh, my God.
And
fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's
funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think you should... We have to go through so many. I mean, I had the pleasure of seeing several queens that are...
Especially
that are,
in your field. I mean, with what you
I've been
do.
Around
right.
For
right.
So long.
Yeah.
I mean, Davina has, for so many
Come
years,
on.
Brought
yeah.
like Ross and Whitney.
And Davina does, right.
Right.
Diana Ross.
Right. When
yeah.
I saw her come on stage at the 307 many, like, God, almost 20 years ago.
I saw someone get
and all
there.
White doing the Diana Ross,
yeah.
the whole medley of the I'm coming out and all that. Like, I thought I was seeing Ross. I thought literally I was seeing Ross. And that's...
yeah.
Can I point one thing out?
You can do whatever you want.
Next
it's,
week,
it's your
we're
show.
Gonna, yeah, thank you. I know.
Yeah.
It's called the Al Perkins Show.
and
they,
a very special
whomever
guest.
I self-identify as, is I'm Al Perkins.
Yeah. And you're not.
Correct. But I just realized something.
What?
Like, big time realized something.
You're
drunk? We're going to have to be real. Yes. We're going to have to be real careful next week.
Why?
When the camera
video
up.
Bitches.
Why?
Video bitches.
Uh-huh.
Why would you be any different than you are now? Because
they might be able to, these high def cameras, they might be able to read our dirty notes to each other.
We are live next
Four
week.
Looks.
Oh, no, the best part is you'll actually get to see Marnie do these spit takes. Because
yeah.
I consider it.
She does a lot of hand symbols.
That is my Boy Scout badge of honor. When I can make you actually spit a drink and ring carpeting, I feel I've accomplished something.
And hands and like
last year,
signs.
Yeah.
Marnie's big on like
yeah. at the old studio. She used to blow it right into an electric socket.
Oh yeah, it was like we're all gonna die.
She would turn right to a power outlet and spit fluid into it.
Well, for Christ's sake, where they had this,
oh, for Christ's sake.
The goddamn room was a 4x4 and right behind.
Now
me
look
was
at us.
That.
We've moved up. We've moved
oh,
on.
Right.
We're at 12x12.
So did you? Are you done? Was that your list? Or do you have others?
I rarely.
Yeah,
have
not favorites. Sure.
No. I meant about favorite drag queens.
Oh.
You already exhausted your list. You already told us that.
Listen, D, and then right now, up and coming, one of the ones that I really like is Savannah Stevens. I think I love her because she's very.
Does Savannah Stevens do
Reba?
Reba.
She does Reba. She does a couple other things. She
I thought I was seeing Reba in concert, and
it's a man in drag. We've already established.
Yeah, well,
this.
That's what you keep saying. But what I really,
it's been proven every single week. I'll say it.
But what I like about Savannah is this is. I've always said, and if you, the thing of you, if you believe your own press, if you think that your own whatever press your PR people are putting out is your own, the real deal, you have to be above and beyond that. You have to be real with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not that way. But what I like about her is, so many of the queens these days only think to be a performer is you do glamour,
mm-hmm.
no talent, don't know you have to know your words, have to dance,
nah.
blah, 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 drives me crazy.
Right.
She does comedy. She does dance.
Mm-hmm.
She does character. She does everything. And so many of the queens that are younger just think that all you have to do is put on pads and a wig and you're a queen. No, you're not. You're not
yeah.
a performer. You're nothing. What do you need? What do you need? What
pen.
Do you need? Pen.
Sorry.
Marnie needs a pen.
Thank you.
Give her a pen.
Gracias.
No, but so Savannah Stevens, I think, is an up and coming. I really do appreciate Savannah.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she's good.
Did she? Who won the first?
Yeah.
Was it the first year that we did Barbara's Drag Race that we judged it together?
Yes, we did.
Was she the winner of that first year? Who won that first year?
I think you may be right.
I think she. I think she won.
You'd be right. Yeah.
Yeah, she was really spectacular.
I block so much of that stuff. I do.
Yeah, that was fun. I was pregnant.
Marnie's yours. Oh, okay. She's got a swallow. Weird.
You don't hear that every day.
Well, there you have it.
I always have enjoyed the Barbara. I always have to give
yeah.
it up. I always have to give it
community
up for her.
Community advocate,
yeah.
friend.
And we did AIDS, and I'm sure
AIDS
you
Walk?
Were there at AIDS Walk a couple, 2 years ago, or were you
mm-hmm.
preggers? That seems like childbirth time.
I was not this past year.
I
was
the year
there.
Before.
I've been there,
right,
yeah,
yes.
The year before.
I mean, every single part of that, that's not from a drag point of view, but every single part of that, from getting all the tickets for the light rail.
Right.
To hold, remember with the holding
she's,
of the light rail for the girl in the wheelchair?
She's so good.
That's
good.
Because she couldn't
Stacey.
Get... But,
Stacey.
Yeah,
yep.
Holding, making the light rail guy wait for that girl to get all the way across.
Yep. That's right.
Changing the whole picture for all of us. So that the girl in the wheelchair didn't look different, so everybody came off the stage
right.
and took the picture down below.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
That
right.
when she donated
she's,
all of our cash to
yeah,
us.
That's just an amazing human being.
That really was.
I don't give a shit about a drag queen at that point.
That's
yeah. an amazing human being.
That was one of those
really
incredible lessons on being a citizen of the world.
That's
and
right.
how,
that's
just
right.
how to be a class act. I thought that whole experience with her was very good. And I got involved that year just because we were sitting around shooting the shit at Charlie's,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
she was shaming a friend of all of ours, saying that this guy says he's going to give me all this money and he doesn't. I'm like, I could hit up some people at work and probably get you like a couple $100.
And you are being one of the highest.
Yeah, I was like number. I was number 10 in the state.
Yeah.
Okay.
The state.
Oh, I shamed everybody.
Yeah, you did.
Everybody.
But I love
and like,
I remember
got,
right before it started. Boom! You like became top.
I was I hit number 10 while we were walking.
Yeah.
One of the girls
that's
that I call
awesome.
My sisters.
Oh, wonderful!
She chimed in with $25 because she heard that's what I needed. She was like, "I never gave to Elfie." Oh my god!
I love that. I do. Yeah, I mean, just Barbara in so many ways is just an incredible human being. And can, like, do the drag thing, but is really genuinely...
There's a nice guy in there, too.
Person.
And I make the mistake of trying to talk to the guy when the drag queen is on.
Right.
And it took me a long time to be like, all right, you're Barbara Seville right now. You're not Richard. Like,
right.
I'm trying to have a conversation with Richard, and I mix it up in my head. Like, you're on. You have to be here
but
for
I think,
everybody.
I think in his defense, I think that you blend that in your own head. Because when I've known him so long.
I don't try to have drunk conversations with... Like, I try to have, like... a conversation with him, and then I realized...
I don't think it's different. I think,
oh, I do.
I think when he comes to you, like, when he comes off stage and he's at the bar just standing
mm-hmm.
with you, even though he's
but
in
drag... But
there's
other people around that are trying
oh.
to talk to him. That's what I'm
talking
about.
But if I'm one-on-one with him, it's never any different to me.
I completely
yeah.
agree with
you.
Yeah,
I have the same...
Oh, no, I'm not saying he's acting any differently.
What's wrong with
but
my
he's
goddamn... standby. We're going to
fat
issues.
Fingers. But he's... but he's...
I'm not anywhere near that fucking keyboard.
But
oh.
anyways, so that performance-wise, he's always good. He always does... We like a lot of the same music, which helps. You know,
you don't like Patti LuPone at all.
No, but he doesn't do Patti LuPone in drag, but he does, like, he does the Bette Midler that I like in
oh,
drag.
Yeah.
He does, he knows the obscure shit that I like. So every once in a while he hits it. Celia Putty has been
oh,
funny
yeah.
for
Come on.
A decade.
Come on.
Like,
and welcome fucking
do you know
back
what's so funny is
years.
That Celia Putty to me, is... A new, I mean, I know she's not new.
Right, but,
but
know,
she was
sure.
gone,
new
she was gone for so long.
She's like
sure.
a new drag queen.
She was gone 10 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
She did the BS West show in like 98 or 99.
For her. I mean, truly coming back. And quite frankly, I might be wrong, but I'm sure it kind of took a couple of queens that were headliny.
And the first time I saw Celia was legitimately was at an, it was at an LGBT caucus for the Democratic Party fundraiser
right. okay.
that I went to. I had no idea who she was. It was at The Rock, and yep. it was the gay caucus, and I went because I worked at the party, and she did her Sarah Palin teabag
yes.
thing, and everybody was freaking out, dying.
Yeah.
Like you, Kyrsten Sinema was there at that event, and I just use her as who's now a congresswoman, and like all of these people in the Democratic
yeah.
Party who were there to be supportive, and
easily.
Were just dying.
No,
easily one of the funniest fucking things
yeah.
I've ever seen,
and just brilliantly performed.
Yeah.
And prepared.
Like I kind of thought my jugular was going to pop out of the side of my.
Oh, we saw a Christmas thing dressed as
well,
dressed
no,
as the Virgin
but,
Mary.
But,
that
but,
was so
oh,
right.
totally with the baby.
Yeah.
Like, come on. But that was, you had Celia, right, at her, it was her first performance back for the Wings
at the
Wings
Reunion Show, right.
Right? And it was what, because Celia's birthday, Richie's birthday is September 25th, I think. By the way, I'm Rain Man, so let's let that go.
All right.
But I feel like it's the end of September, September 25th-ish, and it was this big thing, and I
it's also
know,
Danny's
I might be,
birthday.
I might be wrong. There you have it.
Dark day.
But you have Celia came back after 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and showed up and did Julia Sugarbaker,
mm-hmm.
and Sarah Palin,
right?
And I don't remember what the third one.
I don't remember what. It was fucking amazing.
I think it was her Mambo Italiano thing where she has the stirring of the spaghetti.
You're right. You're
Why
absolutely
did she
right.
take 10 years off? Did we already
Well,
it's a long story, and I'll tell you later.
It's a very long story, but it's a brilliant story. It's a brilliant story.
Sounds
and
brilliant.
All is good. And done. Now,
next week, when we have cameras on, we'll do that.
Because I'll never make that gesture.
By the way,
what gesture did you make?
Well, I'm actually pretty sure you will.
By the way,
is this the gesture?
Hey, by the way, hashtag, that's what I was fucking talking about, kids. Is it time for my
No, I had more to my list.
Oh, but this is a question, but yes, go on.
Oh, no, just remind just my third one, Davina from back in the day of doing the BS West BS West Halloween show. It was always just a funny way it was kind of a turnaround show is how it started. It was
right,
for the staff. It was not for drag queens. We didn't really want drag queens to do it.
Right.
But Davina,
the Halloween show started as that.
Yeah,
right.
It started as like a turnaround show. And then for customers, too. Like, I was a customer when it first started.
Oh, I was a customer when I did my first
Yeah,
one.
To...
You were?
Yeah, so, I mean, we were just pulled from...
I did the third one, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
I started with the third one.
I was in the first one. But it was just to people that weren't doing drag...
Just so you know.
To do drag. And then they invited Davina to come in and, like, fill some spots. Because at first there was holes in it, because there was only, like, four or five of us that really did anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think I did, like, five numbers. Imagine me hugging
Shocking!
The spotlight.
Shocking! What?
But I always said every year, whatever price we charge people to get in, Davina earned the money. Davina did something, whether it was Janet Jackson or Diana Ross.
Sure, absolutely.
She always
Diana Ross.
Well, and see, here's the thing about you being a child. God bless you. is that fuck off. No, at Pookie's, when Davina used to come in there, it was this real. I mean, come on, guys, small stage, fucking stage.
The most inappropriate place to have a show.
But one of the best places I've ever. I mean, it was. I have so many memories of that place.
But only one cook-off, right?
Well, yes, that would be the 2003 chili cook-off. I don't know why you have to keep going back to it. Honey early knows. Anyway. But Davina would come in there and do, put on a Janet Jackson performance.
Yeah.
With all of her dancers.
And have all the dancers in the background. And I swear to Jesus that the stage couldn't have been any bigger than
this table.
Yeah, it was as big as this table.
I mean, it was not as big as this room.
The fact that they could get six people on there.
And
to give you a full line,
he's going
to
make this shit happen.
By the way, he's lying. It was not as big as this room.
I mean,
I feel like watching drag right now.
It was, I mean, you'd sit there and it was, what? Come on. Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go back to what everyone has said, and the thing that I know that is cool is that it doesn't make this person's ego grow, and that's Barbara.
Right.
Consummate fucking professional. And I have to give that shout out because it is, bar none, my mom's favorite drag queen in this entire city ever. My mom loves Barbara. But one name that hasn't been mentioned that I absolutely adore and did a fabulous job for my mom's 60th birthday is Phaedra.
Yeah.
Phaedra. Yeah.
No two ways about it. Now, I bring up my mom's 60th birthday. We had a surprise party in the backyard for my mom. And Phaedra was the...
Headliner.
Sure. And to be honest with you, my big deal was having Phaedra and Eric Alexander. Okay? Now, Eric Alexander, amazing love.
Thank you.
Wasn't able to, for some different reasons.
Need some?
May I adjust?
Pass it over.
Just a little.
And
a skosh. Por favor.
Oh, you got this.
A skosh.
Oh, wait, no, but it doesn't matter what it is, but I'm getting a ride from somebody. And from years before, would have been, because having remembered her from moons ago, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to see her come back in, was it 2010? I feel like it was 2010. Yes.
2010.
Yes, because it was Wings Reunion 2010 that she was there. Wow. And then I wasn't able to be at her true, kind of, if you will, coming out at Forbidden.
Oh, and her funeral thing was hysterical. Yeah, her funeral was hysterical.
Because I was in Minnesota.
Did they say she drowned in the canal? Like, what was...
Something.
Oh, she drowned in the canal?
No, she was abducted, taken to Singapore, and made a sex slave.
No. That's why she came back. But they did a... Celia Putty did... That's how they explained her coming back. But they did a funeral for her in, like, 99, and they sold her... They auctioned off all her dresses.
Oh, I know. Because
she did the Titanic dress. Mm-hmm. She had... And, back in the...
She's very theatric.
But
very,
she really did... She had the Titanic dress remade, and Joel actually bought that. But they did the funeral. I can't remember. She, like, drowned in the canal in a horrible accident.
Oh.
It was hysterical, the way that they sold why she was leaving.
Why she was
and they auctioned off all her stuff for charity.
Yeah,
and,
very amazing.
Because it was right after the Halloween show that she did with us.
Oh.
Now, Clayton, thank
Sir.
You for...
Sir
or ma'am.
Yes.
For mentioning Miss Suzanne Targe. Because truly, seriously... It's just wrong on all levels.
Accounts.
All levels. And someone that hasn't been mentioned that has always been amazing when it comes to any kind of fundraising and brilliant, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to bringing in the crowd and just really getting everyone involved and making everybody feel good about them themselves is Ophelia Vunz.
Mm.
No two ways about it, as far as everything I've seen. She's always been amazing.
I've never seen her perform.
Really?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Fun,
really fun. And just anybody that, because you have to keep in mind, I find myself to be the funniest fucking human being I've ever met in my life. Like, I do shit and I laugh and I'm like, really? God damn, that was funny. And I look at other people, they're like, that was
funny. Oh, but
Ophelia
Vunz is an enabler.
God damn, that was funny. And oh, we appreciate the enabler. Yes. And I'm going to ask you, Clayton and Al, who is the person, because I should know this and I don't, that is the Vita 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 Regiment.
Lucille Ball.
I love Lucy. Now, I know that. Who is the drag queen?
Oh, isn't that Celia Putty?
No.
No.
Hang on. Stand by. Why can't I think of a name? Stand by.
Fucking amazing.
Wait.
I have one more. I
by the way, Diane Daniels doing anything.
Oh, there's that.
See, Diane Daniels is...
Come on.
Before my time.
She absolutely.
And
but,
so...
Lady Cassandra.
Thank you!
Okay. Also before
God
my time.
Damn, bro. No, but fucking brilliant. Like, have you ever seen...
Oh, that skit. Of course. My dad
I've seen Celia Putty do that.
Not that skit.
No, I
don't think
so.
I love Celia's done that.
I've seen I Love Lucy to the...
I can see Celia doing that.
Yeah, it does seem
but
like a Celia thing.
No, I don't think so.
Do you know what, another queen who's actually new-ish, that's really funny, that's an improver, that I know because she was Miss Phoenix Pride last year, is Olivia Gardens.
She's on this network, right?
She's absolutely really, really smart.
I really enjoy working with Olivia. The few times that I have hosted things with her, I like her because she can play off of you. She's got good comebacks.
Yeah,
she's
very witty.
Yeah, I enjoy
she's
her.
Smart. She's quick. But her background is actually in improv, and she's studied improv, and she does.
Oh,
she's a part of an improv troupe, and she does improv comedy and improv
as does
theater.
Buddy, right? Isn't Buddy in
early?
He used to be. I don't know if he still is.
Well, he's not funny anymore.
Sketch comedy, improv. Oh, no, he's more sketch comedy, right?
I think so.
Oh,
you are,
he's
Marty.
Fucking hysterical.
I know.
So what else is on your list?
Okay. So, but my point of the drag queen saga was, and thank you all for indulging my question.
Well, I didn't realize we were even indulging you.
No.
I didn't even know what I just said.
Thanks, Jason Carlton.
Thank you.
That it has been said that Logo, which is, of course, the home of our favorite
RuPaul's Drag Race. Yes.
And many other gay, LGBT comedies, dramas, reality shows, sketch comedies, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Is actually turning away from being a gay
station. The only thing they're keeping is Drag Race.
Yeah.
Drag Race.
And it's really... And I didn't actually know what this...
No,
was
that,
until,
was that like a year ago that came out? Or 6 months ago?
No, it was...
I think they announced it a while ago, but now it's happening.
Yeah,
okay,
I just...
Got it.
This article is from very recent. Kelly actually told me yesterday. She goes, because Kelly really loved the A-List. I don't know if you remember.
Oh,
it's basically a gay man, Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. That show was so offensive.
Kelly, but Kelly loves dumb shit reality. That is my booze bag.
Yeah.
And so she loved the A-List. And she came barging in yesterday and she's like, what the fuck? And she doesn't like get upset about stuff really. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, fucking A-List is off the air. She was devastated.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then proceeds to tell me, logo's not gay anymore. I'm fucking over it. I'm done.
Oh.
I'm canceling it. I hate it.
Well, you know who suffers the most from this, and this may be why they're looking for advertisers, is because almost anything from TLA releasing was on logo. Like, you could tape all day long, and all you would hit is TLA releasing
movies.
Yeah, that was TLA's.
We
that was kind of like their film festival.
Because it's bullshit, really and truly. And I feel like whoever runs Logo, and I don't know who
all those little stations like Discovery Health that became. Oh, I mean, Oprah Winfrey's network is suffering. Like all those little niche stations, aside from like BBC America, with very few exceptions, are dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like
why?
They're dying because there's too many choices. So you're dividing the audience down,
choices.
And now you want
right.
it to be like, even Bravo stopped being, Bravo used to be a gay network for the love of God,
that's
and now
true,
they play
right.
the Real Housewives of Who Gives a Fuck.
Right.
Like, they...
Aaron.
They,
Ernie.
Ernie.
Right. But you know what I mean? But they had
Ernie.
To stop being the arts channel, and even Honey Boo Boo's on the education channel, so like...
Which is
really
seriously
horrible.
A fucking
but,
problem.
But that's what I'm saying, so all of these niche channels...
Oh wait, I had an aneurysm.
But they could not support their niche, so everything has to go mainstream. Which is why
how you say that. Do it again.
Niche?
I like it.
So now
European.
But and then the best example of this is here's American
so
Movie Classics. First off, they stopped showing movies on without
they
commercials.
They used to do black and white like classic
movies. Right. They first off they stopped doing commercial free movies. They went to commercials. So did Turner Classic Movies, but they colorized movies, so they've been bastard fuckers, Nazi popes for years.
Bastardized.
But
AMC
just kept watering down their brand. They were losing viewers. Now they have The Walking Dead. They're beating all four major networks. No, there's five.
Just
if you include CW, they
just from the
but they don't get counted in the regular ratings.
Right. Okay.
They don't. They're not part of the Nielsen Top 100. They're a niche. They're a cable network.
Yeah.
They beat Modern Family last week. Like,
come on.
Yeah.
Just,
no, The Walking Dead
that
is really that good.
That was my headline. They're
I know, but
18
really,
their 18-49 demo beat every single scripted show on TV.
Well, the
on AMC, which most people couldn't find. If you put a gun to their head, they'd be like, I don't know what channel that is.
I do.
No, so do I.
The general manager, though, of Logo, which is very upsetting to me that this is happening, but she says that they're evolving to accommodate the modern queer appetite. I feel like, yeah. Their mission hasn't changed really, blah, bitty, blah, bitty, blah. We said...
and that's technical terms.
We said we were going to allow people to see themselves and be themselves, and that's still true. But what has changed is that gay viewers can see themselves everywhere. From ABC's Modern Family,
right.
to Glee, to Ellen DeGeneres,
which is
to
good
Tabitha
that
Salon
okay.
Takeover.
We're not a niche anymore. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of that also, I think, when people talk about gay bars, I think, you know, they say, oh, gay bars used to be the place that you would go to socialize and meet and, you know, be surrounded exclusively by gays. But as the gay culture kind of grows or develops or morphs, whatever, people want to be going to regular bars or straight bars with their gay friends, and they don't
like,
want to be
right for lunch. I
want
to go to Postino. Like I like to go to Postino or Maisie's for lunch. The girls that I work
I
with all go to
call
Charlie's.
Bullshit.
I forgot about these actually.
I call bullshit.
I
all right,
I, let me
That's
explain
fine.
These very very
Do
carefully.
Do not give me anything green and yellow together. I will take purple.
How about green and blue?
I will take that.
Oh,
I forgot to
no,
give those to Marlene.
Blue's a new one. Okay, so, but
yeah,
then I understand that the girls that I work
t-shirt.
With, the straight girls they work with, they all want to go to Charlie's and have a drink.
Right.
Now, when
and
I
Charlie's
work,
doesn't not want them.
Now,
well,
I...
But that is the part that's bullshit.
I think so, too. I think it sucks. But I also...
I have a huge fucking problem
What's
with
bullshit?
That. But, you know, I also get
that
Charlie's
like,
doesn't want them.
But Charlie's...
No, they never have. They
no, no, but time out. And here's the thing. I just want to throw this out. I was part of that. And so it wasn't about straight or gay. It was about female. Women. It was about vagina.
Oh, yeah. No, no. And I will but tell Charlie's, you, right. Charlie's is like those. It's like those cake companies in Portland. They've always been like that.
They no, have. By the I way, would never bullshit. Think to- it's changed, and I give them all kinds of props because you have no idea. I moved down here in 91.
What do you mean they've changed? You're they either mad changed. At them or you're not.
No, no, no. I was mad at them, and now things have changed.
So now they're welcome there.
I am welcome there.
Oh, that's what
well, I don't think you've...
By the way, I'm not Wait, saying... Then. Time out. I'm not saying that they're like, oh, thank God Marty's coming. I'm saying that it's not like it was when I went in there in 91.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh, no, no. But what I'm saying is the girls that I work with want to go there now, and you said, no, they're not welcome there. So are they or are they not?
Yeah. Well, they're not with their purses.
There's a purse issue because people keep smuggling in right, liquor, so sure. they...
I think that's any bar.
But it should be. But aside from that, on all the other nights, like on Fridays, Saturday nights, I think it's only those two nights we do it.
I agree with
they charge this. $5 a head to get
and
in.
They should.
Because what has happened is...
And they should.
And I don't send me fucking email. I don't give a goddamn. They feel, well, we're the girls in the bar. You're in a fag bar.
Yep.
You're not in goddamn, you know...
Oh, they think they should get free drinks.
Free totally. Drinks, everybody loves me, totally. I can be annoying as shit.
Like,
no.
Let them send me the fucking mail. They right. need to go away.
Right. So we're charging them...
Oh, I know, I'm back with you.
But $5 yeah. a head to get in just because it's like...
Only girls?
Only girls.
Yes.
Only because it's like... And
just showing up for life.
But it's a novelty.
But
they come for a novelty.
It's a mental thing. It's like, if you pay to get in, the way that the staff and management, and I'm not... I think it should be higher, personally. But what they're saying is, the $5 is, it sets a mental sort of a level for them. It's like, okay, wait. We had to pay to get in. We have to kind of watch our shit.
Oh, see, because I don't go out on weekends anymore, and I really don't.
You don't have to pay to get in.
No, but I honestly just don't care. I'm not off on weekends, and if I have a weekend off, I really don't want to go to some crowded fucking bar and watch a bunch of 20-year-olds. Slobber over each other. There's no interest there for me, so I don't care, but I know that back in the day when I did used to go to Charlie's for something, that they were very discouraging of women showing up. Like, back... So I thought that was still continued, but I'm like, I don't know if that's going on, because the girls I work with are always at Charlie's.
Well, I'll have to tell you, having been a part of Sway Events and worked at Charlie's a lot, I had nothing but honest-to-goodness wonderful experiences with the staff of Charlie's, with John King personally, like, with everybody. I always had really good experiences, but I would invite my lesbian friends to come to things that we were hosting there. And there were a lot of girls that I know that said, nope, won't go there because of how I get treated or this or that. And there were some women that I invited, please come on, no, they're wonderful, I don't understand, they're great. And, I mean, and I'm talking like dykes, like big girl dykes who really are just like butchy lesbians. And they would come And here I was, able to walk right up to the bar and get a drink, like, what? And they were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. But, I mean, that...
But there was... Back in the 80s when I moved here, there was two kinds of bars. There was the bars that they would have... They couldn't say that women weren't allowed, so they had some really funny, like, dress code. Like, women had to be in formal wear.
Oh, that was the way Charlie's used to be. Women had to be in full ball gowns.
Yes.
Accompanied by a man. No, that really was.
No, that really was. And they would do it like Trax was like that. And all the leather bars were like that. They just didn't want women in there.
They just wanted to discourage women.
BS West, and the bar that I wanted to go to was BS West, because I always felt, and I still do, that without women, those bars turn into trashy pits of like gross behavior. Right. That you needed a bar that you could bring a woman in, because that meant that everybody had to keep it just above the table and everybody calmed down and drink a drink. And that's like he was just saying about bartenders. Like, there's bartenders that are hired because of the way they look, and then there's bartenders that are hired because they can make a drink.
They're actually good.
Because they actually know how to make a drink, and you can order something kind of weird and get the right drink.
Right.
And the good thing about me traveling in New York is back when I would say I was a bartender at a gay bar in Scottsdale, people would assume that underneath the t-shirt was some fabulous body. Oh no, I just know how to make
Molly,
a drink.
Molly just made a point in the chat room, and I agree with her. That is the biggest fucking problem.
Oh, and we
Those
have
fucking bachelorette parties.
Right.
We have talked about that on this show.
Right, we have 27 fucking women who are already in the bag, and they think they're all precious and special, and they come into a boy's bar, and they want to all be... Everybody wants... They could get as drunk and as wasted and as stupid as they want. They want everybody to kiss their ass. No.
Right. No.
No, that's Scottsdale, honey. That's... Go to Access Radius,
right.
And that's your... And I agree with that, and I'm on board with that. I think there... But I also think there has to be a
I don't know how you do it. I guess you just have
but there's
to cross
the board. There's different kinds of bars.
But I went to Charlie's. So this is when I was still a part of the Sway crew.
You're also Katie June.
But I was treated fabulously by Charlie's. Never have been treated anything but wonderfully by Charlie's or any other of the men's bars. But so I was kind of on the outskirts of my Sway event time. I was still working there, but I was at the Democratic Party, but I was still very much a part of their thing and still at Charlie's. I lived down the street. I was at Charlie's all the time.
I should have run into you more. I know.
I was like that girl that used to, I was oftentimes working there, and so I would go in the back in the offices and the coolers and everyone kind of knew me and I felt really good about it and I was fine. And yeah, I felt cool. Like this is kind of my home bar kind of thing. Anyway, I showed up a few weeks later, right after I started with the Democratic Party, with a purse. And I didn't know...
The purse rules.
The bartender. No, I knew the purse rules.
Oh.
But I had always been exempted from them before because I was a regular patron there. And some dip face door guy was like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I don't think we actually formally met.
Yeah.
But hi. And he was a total cockface. And it was annoying. And I ended up leaving. And I was drunk. And then I posted this picture, of course. You know, I had to, like, do the weird Facebook. I learned a very valuable lesson that night. Not for any other reason than I posted a picture about, like, this is the offending person. Fuck you, Charlie's kind of thing. And left. And then I had Charlie's employees on my post actually going, I'm so sorry this happened. I'm so sorry you were not allowed in. And this will never happen again. It spurred other people on Facebook to go, well, fuck Charlie's, and da da da. And there was a whole fight.
Like, seriously,
when
Harrison's
stupid.
In town, that I would never bring him.
It was so stupid.
It's not a place I would ever bring a girl.
Spurred this whole, like, horrible fight. I ended up, like, deleting the post. And I was like, I didn't realize that my drunken picture of the purse.
But I'm still from that old school. I'm still from that old school gay bars that there's gay bars that women can go to.
And there are
gay bars
and not. And I
not.
Guess
and Charlie's is still on that
Charlie's
list that I don't, like, I would not bring a woman there. Like, I don't.
No, but you're, and I'm not going to change you this, but you're wrong. It is. I agree with you. There's got to be a certain dirt in the oil to make it all work right.
Yeah.
If you will.
Right.
They have their place.
Yeah.
They're there.
I'm from that 80s school. Like, Cattleman's across the street. No women for any reason. And they didn't have a stupid rule about it. They just wanted the woman to leave.
Right.
Like, Cattleman's,
that
became
Johnny Max.
When it was Cattleman's Gentleman's Club, that was not for women, and nothing clean ever happened there.
Right. Well, and I don't, but I also...
Harley's was the same
so
way.
I got
no, Harley's
really,
was no women. No women
I got
at all.
Really, really super pissy about about that situation, about the purse incident and whatever, and I got over it and took the dumb post. But... Then I heard from friends who have worked at Charlie's or worked there at that time and who said, let's break it down. Like, this guy didn't know you, fine. But really, we kind of got into the discussion of, you know, think about, like, drunk bachelorette parties. And that was what they brought up.
Well, we talked
coming
about it.
Through going, oh, my God, we're the shit and this is our town and we're going to be on, you know, we're going to come up in the gay bar and have a great night. And that's actually not what the... gay bar is for.
Well, we talked about this over the summer because I think it was right when we started the show, the Abbey stopped allowing the Abbey in
the
LA.
Abbey in West Hollywood.
In West Hollywood.
Right.
They stopped allowing bachelorette parties. And I'm like, we're not Disneyland. Like, and I was just offended because I hated it when I worked at BS West. I couldn't stand it when they would come in.
Right.
Like a bachelorette party. Like,
oh, a bachelorette party.
Yeah, so I couldn't, I just...
I don't know why you said Disneyland and I thought kids.
No, because that's what I felt like. It's
well,
like
they act like it is their Disneyland. They want to ride all the rides and have the fun and be all that they can be.
And now that we've regentrified so many neighborhoods.
Just
like,
take
candid
pictures.
No, I did, but it didn't work.
Well,
when you go to the Castro now, the gays have left.
Oh yeah,
well, right. Because now it's sort of like a tourist attraction.
Now they start to like, oh look how like we live in a cool neighborhood. There's gay guys. Look at them, and it turns into Disneyland. Like you're taking a picture with Pluto.
I've been
and
so
it's the same
many
way
times.
Hillcrest has changed that same way.
I've been so many times to San Francisco. Kelly used to go there weekly for work, and I went every week with her. It was a good time in our lives. And now we have that damn kid. And we would go to San Francisco literally once a week. We were going, and we. But it was. I'll tell you what was so weird to me is, you know, we had kind of our spots we would go, and like our bars we'd always go to, and our, you know, we had kind of our favorite places. It was not until years after that I went on a Pride conference for Phoenix Pride, the big Consolidated Pride conference that I was a part of, to San Francisco, that I discovered all of the gay bars. Yeah. I had like never been to any of the cast. I had been to the Castro and a couple of the gay bars, but I had never actually been to so many of those gay bars. Because it, even a couple of years ago, it just wasn't like a thing that we did. Like it was, yeah. We just like morphed into mainstream, cool ass bitch in San Francisco that was the shit, and we'd go, you know, start drinking.
Because it's a whole thing. Like I went the opposite way. When I first went to San Francisco, I wanted to see the Castro, and I wanted to see the Elephant Bar, and I wanted to see the Eagle. I wanted to, like, there was all these bars, and I wanted to see Folsom Street and all the, like, I wanted to see all its glory. And it wasn't until, I think it was like my 10th or 11th visit to San Francisco that I finally was like, now what else you got going on here? And I finally did Fisherman's Wharf. I finally did Ghirardelli. I finally did like all these different things. I'm like, this is a lovely city. I've only ever gone to the gay ghetto. I've never branched out because that was the big thing. That was my Disneyland. Like that to me was like, I want to go do the senior prom in the middle of the street. So the first thing I ever went for was the Folsom Street Fair in 92, which is the dirtiest fucking
thing
I've
ever
seen.
Tell you a really actually funny story. So I was going to the Folsom Street Fair,
and
I didn't know that.
Tyler, if you've never been, it is the dirtiest,
it's filthy. It's filthy, and I'll tell you what, so Kelly and I loved, so this is sort of at the beginning of-ish of our relationship, and we loved street fairs. We went to the Mill Avenue Street Fair and the 4th Avenue Street Fair.
Different street fairs.
And we loved shopping for crafts and like having a beer and whatever. So anyway, I'm actually at Charlie's one random like afternoon, and I'm talking to Michael Weedman, and I go, oh my gosh, I'm like, guess what I'm doing this weekend? And he goes, what? I go, I'm going to San Francisco to the Folsom Street Fair. Oh, I'm so excited. God. I just was at Mill Avenue Street for last week. I think it's going to be really fun. And he goes, oh, I don't think you know what the street, I don't think you get the Folsom Street
Fair.
Yeah,
this isn't about cute beads.
And
farmer's market.
And I sort of just blew him off, and I'm like, whatever, I'll have another beer. And I kind of just blew him off a little bit.
You do that on this show. Whatever, another beer.
Right? Is that like this? That's probably why when I was in Paris, I didn't learn anything. Because I just kept doing that.
Could be.
But, so anyway, we went. And we walk in there, and I'm like, oh. And I'm kind of like getting like a little bit, oh, yeah. And then it started, turned into, oh my God. And turned into more and more and more and more and more horrifying / fabulous. And the worst
Stacey Cavalier with you?
He was not, but he's sitting on my pictures. So we were taking pictures like fucking gangbusters.
Sure.
So all of a sudden
or gangbusters, depending.
Yeah, and I will say we came up to this big tent, right? This white tent, and we come up and everyone is crowding around this tent to see what's happening inside. And Kelly and I are going, what's going on? And we've pulled ourselves up on these bars, you know, on the side of the window. We're hanging off the side of the wall, just like see what's happening. And we miss it. And all of a sudden, everyone starts dispersing. And I walk up to the booth and I go, well, shit. I missed what's going on. And he goes, oh, we were doing a fisting demonstration.
Oh! Yeah.
Well, he was on a table. And I was like, I said, I'm so sorry I missed that. And he goes, you didn't miss anything. And he gets back on the table, takes his own gigantic fist, reach around the back, and right up his own asshole. And I was going, oh my God! Oh my God! And Kelly and I, though, we're drunk. We're cheering.
Yeah,
where's the first vegetables? He pulls it out, and I want his autograph all of a sudden, and decide that a high five is the way to go. I'm like, woo! Up top, we high five. He gives
and you got hit by the spray.
Gives his autograph, and Kelly goes, what the fuck are you doing?
Wash your hand a thousand times.
Oh, yeah. But I was high-fiving fisters and checking out people in donkeys. I watched so many men give each other blowjobs, like, randomly on the street. This, as dissolved into a different conversation, I know, but
no, it's a full sleep paper.
It was an incredible experience.
It's the same song.
Because as a young child, one of my, and it's still one of my favorite songs, I just read a blog that I wrote years ago, where I talk about one of my favorite songs is San Francisco by the Village People, where they list all the things in San Francisco.
I don't know that song.
Yes,
Folsom Street on the way to, it's,
I gotta look
you know, you know the song.
It's a great, no, you may not. It's a very obscure song. It was never a hit. It was only like a dance hit. And my sister liked the song Hollywood that went with it. It was a double A side. And my sister liked,
I love that you know
Hollywood. She liked that, and that's what I caught her doing in a bar once. She liked that side, and I just listened to it, and I thought, oh, San Francisco, this sounds fun. And then I found out that all the references were dirty. And then do you remember the Zappa girl had a song called
Moon
Unit.
Moon Unit
had a song called Valley Girl.
Yes.
It was all about Valley Girls in the 80s and Gag Me with a Spoon and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was a gay version called Castro Boy, and I just got the new Viola Wills record. Oh, my God, she's so fabulous. And everybody at school thought it was me. Tim would bring the boombox in and play it, and everyone was like, is that you? And it was Danny and the Serious Party Gods. And as we would listen to it, so when I finally went to San Francisco, I wanted to go to all the places that they listed in Castro Boy.
Shocker.
Yeah.
So, and they mentioned the Folsom Street thing, too. So the first time Fernelli and I went, we found out it was the Folsom Street Fair. Ran into a friend of mine who happened to be in a show. He was like, actually, he saw me on the street from the third, he had a third floor apartment in on the Castro, saw me walking down the street, he's like, Miss Yale! And I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus.
Stop
and he goes, Yumi from Buffalo invites me the next day
to come
to a Bloody Mary party, because he had a friend that lived right at the end of Folsom Street. So we watched the fair go by with Bloody Marys and lawn chairs, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then we walked into a leather bar, and I had been in like leather bars that were like leather light, as it turns out.
Oh, yeah. Air quotes, by the way.
Air quotes. Like, really not. I had no idea what I was in for. And I walked in to the leather bar, pitch black. Everybody's in assless chaps and basically like box out and everything. And there's me, who's always been the clean little white girl. You know what I mean?
You?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm always in, like, little espadrilles and cute sweaters and blue t-shirts. You know what I mean? Like, there is nothing, like, hardcore.
Let's go out
and
wear espadrilles together.
Yeah,
seriously.
I mean, I am such an old white woman for my entire life. Just a pot smoker. So I walk into this bar, and I'm sure I'm in pastels with some kind of tan, and you know what I mean, and red hair, and just fabulous.
Yeah. I thought he was on Miami Vice.
Right. No, I know, exactly. That was my era, when everything was pastels and softly colored. That's why I'm so afraid of this, because the colors in here are not my colors.
You'll have to get the right hair.
There's
You'll
not a pastel in here to save your life.
You'll stand.
So anyways, we walk in, and I saw something on the video screen that I was like, oh, we gotta go. Like, I can't, like, I don't know what that is, and I don't know why you would consider that sexy. Or is that some kind
of
demonstration autopsy video? Like, how is that sex? And I was scarred for life. I was like, so anytime somebody says it's a leather bar, I'm like, I'll just stay home. Like, I don't need
you
to see that ever again.
Like,
no,
it's
never.
It's like me with tequila in the 90s. All right,
I did like one round around the bar and just walked out. I'm like, touch nothing, get me out of here. Clean white woman
sandy
alert.
Sandy hands, I need some sandy hands.
Because I am a wasp. Like, there is no getting around it. I am a wasp.
God, isn't San Francisco so good?
Yeah, it is. It's so much, and aside from that little moment. So, okay, so I got to tell you a quick story. At BS West, when Mardi Gras. Now, there's only one year that I worked there that I didn't work the door, and that was the only time I'd ever worked the door was for Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Because I was very strict on the beads, and I did not like people giving away beads for no reason. So they were given values. Green were the cheap ones, gold was second, and purple was worth the most. So you had to show me, like, a nipple to see green to get in the door, or gold. I had to see, like, a tattoo somewhere inappropriate, and it had to be a full-on cock shot for purple.
Oh.
And then if you wanted multiple beads, and you had to, like, do more and more at BS Fest, only on Mardi Gras night, because, like, we seriously broke laws there.
Sure.
But, I mean, and the girls, and because we always had girls, but the girls were always into it, tits counted, like, we would get, I mean, just the, and I kept it so dirty, and then the year that I wasn't there, and I found out what they were doing, I'm like, you're just giving the beads away? Like, we get to see shit. Like, we are in charge of the beads. Use this power for good.
Right, absolutely. Huh?
There's a hot guy that says he's hung. Let's see that
shit.
Come
on!
What does that mean?
So even getting these, I'm like, ooh, I got the expensive ones and no one's seen my junk.
I just grabbed beads that I've been
saving.
That's awesome. I saved it. What, Martin?
I just appreciate the fact that I don't have green and yellow. Thank you.
That's
I
know. Very, that's very
some,
good.
No, I'm a little wacky with that.
I know you are. It annoys the shit out of me,
well,
actually.
And guess what?
Too bad. Okay. All right, so what's on your list?
My list
I have
is,
a John Deere riding mower. How do you feel about that?
Well, by the way, green and yellow for John Deere makes sense.
Yeah, but you don't like...
Who cares? That makes sense.
Sure.
And I would ride that. If
I like that we are supposed to instantly know what color John Deere mowers were.
Green and yellow.
Green and yellow.
Okay. Ugh. All right. This is information that I'm supposed to store somewhere?
Oddly, so is my house, which is really weird and not planned.
Oh.
Not planned. Now.
Okay, so it's not just cars. I didn't know what color your house was.
Green body, green or yellow body, green trim.
Never noticed. Mm-hmm. Not even once.
Okay, we got like 4 minutes,
okay,
so let's make magic.
Sorry, that was icy. I wanted to give somebody a shout out that I don't like at all.
Well, I said we should certainly do that. This is valuable.
By the way, I think it's Kobe Bryant.
Why?
Because. Kobe Bryant, I'm not big on him, but he went on Twitter a year ago ish. He
nothing like timely news stories, Marnie. To
no,
be.
Well, by the way, Dumas, this was yesterday. Buddy Early was talking about NBA players who were like talking about that's okay and
right.
blah blah blah.
Right,
blah.
I remember.
They came out with a new thing. So anyway, Kobe Bryant tells a fan on Twitter to stop using your gay as an insult. Now Kobe Bryant was one of the people that was.
He's court ordered to do this.
No.
Okay.
No. He's court ordered not to rape people, but this is different. he called a referee a faggot in 2011.
Oh,
this was a big deal. And so it was, you know, the idea that all of a sudden he saw someone on Twitter and he called him out on it. Which, you know, I mean, it's kind of that argument, good on you, not good on you, do we give him props for it? I don't know. I am. I'm giving him props for it. So that's one of the big arguments. One of the last things I have, because I know that we're almost done, is that we played off the Fat Tuesday thing, but Katie June played it properly, as far as I'm concerned, and brought in a Valentine's cake. Now, very quickly, because of time constraints, what might be the best love story movie you guys have ever seen? What made you cry? What made you go,
500 Days of Summer.
Oh. That was best. From all that doesn't surprise me. But, okay.
Oh, but yeah.
500 Days of Summer. Okay.
Seems like a really super indie fan film that for you to love so much.
What do you think the number one film of all time?
Yeah, really?
Would
that's
be.
Your favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
Casablanca,
absolutely, you're right, Clayton.
Oh, really? Really?
Oh, good. Now that was done as the romantic film. Oh,
as,
good. So it doesn't necessarily have to have a happy ending.
No.
Just
no,
an
no,
optimistic
no.
ending.
No.
Favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, that Silence of the Lambs, Gone with the Wind, and 500 Days of Summer are my three favorite movies.
And by the way, not necessarily romantic.
I need to rewatch that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Okay, well played, Clayton. I like that. What would be your favorite, Katie June, your favorite romantic?
I don't... Okay, listen. I gotta tell you, and you know I don't.
Not a rom-com.
I know rom-coms, but
yeah,
I hate them. I romantic movie? I don't know. Like I can think of my favorite movie of all time is definitely not romantic.
I would throw When Harry Met Sally out there too.
Uh-huh.
That would probably be number two.
I don't think I've ever really like actually watched that.
I could watch the whole thing for you.
I own it, and I can do the same thing with Al. I will. That is when I will take it.
Yeah.
Will tell you that I love two movies that are rom-com-y and horrible. But I like The Notebook. I love it.
Oh yeah, they are very romantic.
So ridiculous, but I love it.
That's very romantic. And
I loved Titanic. I know it's like over the top.
No, I love
it.
I love it.
Kelly really wants to see that new Nicholas Sparks movie that I say every.
I do as well.
Oh, it's the same movie over and over. So if you like the first
Doesn't
one,
matter.
You're gonna like the rest of it.
I loved The Notebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll.
But I think it's just that like Brady Nelson.
One of the best quotes ever, romantic quote. I came here tonight
Because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of
your life,
life
to start as soon as possible. That's what Harry met Sally.
You'll never get a cab.
It's a touching way.
That's my favorite line from the movie.
And I...
It is the end of hour three. We'd like to thank you for being with us. It's Fat Tuesday on a Tuesday night right here with the show with Clayton McKee.
You'll never get a cab.
Al Perkins, Marty Ryder, Kenny June. We are here to introduce
Marty
each
who?
And every Tuesday
Marty
night.
June.
Marty Ryder?
Fuck you people. I want to talk to you more right now.
Could Jason try
to
Jason?
We will be back again next Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Phoenix time. What we'd like to leave you with is this. We will...
See you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.